Okay. This is the commission and hello. I got that. Beautiful little sky. Hello. Good afternoon and welcome. This is the commission and presentation and awards meeting of Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. We're going to begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. I would ask randomly if Sandra Page Millard and Dwight Millard, parents of Commissioner Gongora, would please come up to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please coming up, the Millards.
Yay. Come on, Mom and Dad. Don't be shy.
Come on.
For those of you that see, this is my mom, Sandra Page Millard, and stepdad. Welcome to the commission meeting.
Thank you, Millards. And thank you for Michael. Okay, here's what we're going to do so everybody knows. First, we're going to have in a moment, we're going to show a quick little video of something that happened over the weekend. Then we're going to go to the senior choir who is here, who is going to sing A Beautiful Little Sky. And we appreciate that. And then we're going to let you guys go, because I know you have places to be, and we appreciate the song. And then we are going to go to our awards and presentation. And for those of you who are here for the Ultra discussion, that's going to happen after all the awards and presentations happen. So we're going to take care of all the people who are here to be recognized for their fine work for our community, and then they can go about their business, and then we will have a discussion about Ultra and our entertainment district. So with that, PJ, can we show the video of some very important events that happened over this weekend?
Everyone, I was asked by Major League Baseball to critique Commissioner Alamon's first pitch at the Marlins game last Saturday. First of all, Commissioner Alamon, when you come onto the field, you have to get you a baseball cap. Instead of waving, you have to tip your hat to the crowd. That's the first thing. The second thing, Commissioner, you have to leave your personal trainer. I know he's a handsome young lad, but you have to leave him off to the side. You've got to go out there by yourself next time. Now, with your form, good form, but we have to get a big arm circle next time you throw. You can't short arm it, but it was okay. I liked your outstanding release of the ball out in front. We have to work on the leg kick. You didn't have a leg kick in your follow-through. You left the back leg behind. We want you to follow through next time to get that good momentum on the ball. All in all, Commissioner, you did a great job. On behalf of Miami Beach Youth Baseball and myself, we want to thank you for all you've done for the community, not just for baseball, but the entire city of Miami Beach. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Alamon, your throw was extremely impressive, and we were all rooting for you. So thank you for representing Miami Beach at the Marlins game over the weekend. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to also begin this awards and presentation. We have the Miami Beach Senior Choir here. If you didn't know, they're the people in the red dresses. And we'd like you to sing a song for us to begin our meeting. And so who's in charge and who's going to bring them up?
Thank you. I'm going to help them out in
Good
Spanish.
Enough.
Buenas noches, todos mis amigos del Senior Choir. Como el alcalde dijo, antes de la proclama le estamos invitando si pueden subir a cantar una canción para todos nosotros. I'm gonna talk over this while they're setting up. Mientras que ustedes se ponen listos, voy a hablar un poquitico en inglés. One of the best parts about being a commissioner is meeting all of the wonderful seniors that we have throughout our community. As somebody that was very close to my grandmother's growing up, interacting with seniors has always been one of my favorite parts about campaigning and one of my favorite parts about being a commissioner. They are like family for me. Many of our seniors don't have families of their own, but I'm proud of all of the work that the city of Miami Beach does for our senior community. This Miami Beach Senior Choir was created on November 12, 2015, and their goal is to promote happiness and well-being of the elderly through music, providing them with happy, proactive aging. So before I introduce you to the founders, Kylie Hernandez and Antonio Ansea, and proclaim it their day, I'm proud to invite Kylie to lead the choir in a fantastic rendition of Cielito Lindo. Gracias, estaban fabulosos todos. We have certificates for the choir members, and we have a proclamation that we will be giving to founders Kylie Hernandez and Antonio Ansea, proclaiming May 22nd, 2019, as Miami Beach Senior Choir Day.
In the picture. Yes, sir.
PA-8.
PA-8 is Certificates of Recognition, Students, Survivors, Participants of the Holocaust Documentary, requested by Commissioner Steinberg and Mayor Gelber.
Yes, this is, okay. Mayor, do you want me to, you want to introduce the item? Okay.
Also want to just thank Gloria Campos for her work with the senior choir. She's been really great at it, and we are very appreciative for all the things she does for our seniors. Go ahead, Commissioner Steinberg.
Okay, thank you. The Miami Beach City Commission is honored today to have in our auditorium four gentlemen I don't think all four were able to make it tonight, but four gentlemen who overcame impossible odds to survive the murderous Nazi regime in Europe between 1933 and 1945, and 20 ninth grade students from Miami Beach Senior High School who worked during the 2018-2019 school year with a New York-based organization called Names, Not Numbers, to produce a documentary that seeks to answer the question, will the last generation of Holocaust survivors' stories be remembered and told by future generations? These students and survivors voluntarily worked together on this documentary, which premiered at the Miami Beach Senior High on April 22nd, 2019. I know, commissioners, you were there. We were all there, and it was amazing. And I encourage everybody to see that screening. This film premiere marked the first time ever that a public school made and screened a Names, Not Numbers documentary. With that, Mayor?
The only thing, it was, first of all, the documentary was amazing. So for the kids and actually the folks that participated, it was really a wonderful thing. You know, Elie Wiesel said that the obligation of the living is to record what had happened in the Holocaust. Because then if you don't remember it and you don't record it, you essentially, what he said was, you murder everybody again if it's forgotten. And so that is a great obligation, and it's something that we lose from generation to generation as time puts it farther in our rearview mirror. So I really was heartened by the efforts, because I urge you to see it. I hope it's online somewhere available, because if you haven't seen it, I've seen obviously a lot of Holocaust documentaries. This one really was a little different in a sense that it, the way that these participants explained it, with the detail and the mosaic of their journey, of their horrible journey sometimes, obviously, was just something that brought you back to it and made you remember it, I think, the way Elie Wiesel would want it to be remembered. So I'm really thankful and grateful for them. So let's go ahead.
And with that, I'm going to call up the students that are here, and I also want to mention that Laszlo Celi, who is here, please. And please come up. He is one of the Holocaust survivors who volunteered his time to tell his important story. And he was interviewed by Nicholas Barron, Jeremy Cheveria, Liv Shepnick, Julia Feldner, and Diego Marquez. And with that, I'll call all the rest of the students, Liam Burko, Troy Campolo, Charlotte Paley, Eden Rosenthal, Kevin Below, Isabella De La Paz, Chris Heredia, Kailiopi Marios, David Taman, Jonathan Taman, Ryan Aliaga, Angelique Aznarum, Leah Anur, Imperio Roman, Isaac Torres, and the other three survivors who were interviewed were Alex Gross, Alan Hall, and Fred Mulbauer. And unfortunately, they couldn't be here tonight, but we will get their certificates to them. Laszlo also just came back from our March program, the March of the Living program, which Michelle Berger, the chief of staff to our city mayor, also went and just came back from. Also from Miami Beach Senior High, none of this could have happened without the support and help from David Reese, who is the teacher. The principal, of course. Ms. Rodriguez, please come up. Joan Taman, who is a parent and is an unbelievable force. Joan, I hope you're coming up. I can't see you, but I'm sure you're here. Also from the Miami Beach Holocaust Memorial, they partnered with this program. And Sharon Horowitz, the executive director of the Holocaust Memorial here on Miami Beach Memorial, and Daniel Reed, the education coordinator and grants manager from the Holocaust Memorial in Miami Beach. Please come up. Joan, do you want to say anything?
Hi, Joan.
Got it? Thank you all. Ellie Sheva. There's Ellie Sheva. Thank you very much, by the way. You're very good. Thank you all. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Ellie Sheva is somewhere here?
Yes.
Okay.
She was in the middle there.
And to all the students, good luck with your studies. All right, Ellie Sheva, you're the PTA president. Come on, just go right up there.
Okay.
We don't.
Hi, I want to first thank you and the City of Miami Beach for honoring our students today. We're very, very appreciative of that and how much you recognize our students throughout the year. In addition, we're also so thankful of all the support you've given to us through STEAM Plus, the educational enhancements, tutoring, college prep, the list goes on and on, mental health, nurses. And for all of those things, we nominated the City of Miami Beach for a award at the Miami-Dade County Council PTSA, and we won. So this is an award for the City of Miami Beach for community partner. And another thing I want to thank the City of Miami Beach for and the City of Miami Beach Police Department for, we won the safety award, and I think that is in a big part to the partnership that has been developed through your help and through. Thank you, Chief Oates, and thank you for sharing Officer Jimmy Gatsis with us, and thank you for all your support around our whole area and so many things. I could go on and on, but we just wanted to, you guys are always recognizing us. We wanted to say thank you and recognize you.
That's unusual, but appreciated, and thank you. We should do that more often. No, Ellie Sheva, thank you, and thank you for the work. We're really grateful to even be able to work with you all. You do great work, and I think our kids are really benefiting from it, and that's what it's all about. So thank you, and please express our thanks to the PTA. Okay. We're going to go to PA 13. We're going to jump around the PAs, and this is a progress. Why don't you go ahead and read it?
I know
we have a clerk here. He can might as well give him something to do.
Got it. PA 13, Proclamation Lucali Serving Community for 5 years, requested by Commissioner Arriola.
Okay, so before I sort of introduce the person and the organization who's going to get this proclamation, what I've been trying to do is, during these proclamations each month, try to single out small businesses in our community that really add to the quality of life of our residents. Some have been long-term members, 40, 50 years serving our community, and I try to identify ones that are a little bit below the radar, you know, a barbershop that has been in business for 50 years, a nail salon that has been in business for 40 years, and or little restaurants that serve a neighborhood that give us all a sense of place to gather as families and friends, because these are as much a part of who we are as a city as a park or any of our cultural institutions. These small businesses serve to enhance the quality of life, and this next business is recently had its fifth year anniversary. It is in the Sunset Harbor neighborhood. It's well known to those of us who live in the neighborhood and probably well known to those of us who love pizza, probably the best pizza in Miami Beach. And so it's my pleasure to issue the proclamation. Whereas Dominique Cavanuglo.
Come up.
Where are you, Dominique? Established Bay Club Lucali on April 18, 2014 to serve as a neighborhood bar and restaurant, and whereas Lucali Bay Club has become a staple in the Sunset Harbor neighborhood, which has consistently ranked as the number one karaoke bar in South Florida for the past 5 years, as well as one of the finest pizza establishments in all of Miami Beach. Whereas Bay Club Lucali is loved by many residents and visitors who come from all over the world, And whereas Bay Club Lucali creates a welcoming atmosphere for good times, food, memories, and good vibes, now, therefore, do we, as mayor and commissioners of the City of Miami Beach, hereby proclaim April 18, actually this is supposed to have been last month, but on the anniversary date of April 18 when he first opened his doors, hereby proclaim April 18, 2019 as Bay Club Lucali Day. So before you say a few words, Dominic, I just want to reiterate, I just think it's very important that we cherish these small businesses that serve residents and enhance our neighborhoods, get us together as friends and family. And so every month I'm going to try to find these gems in our community, and it's a great pleasure to welcome my friend and pizza consigliere, Dominic.
Hey, by the way, the artichoke appetizer is pretty good, too.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Ricky. Thank you, Commission. I really appreciate the acknowledgement. This is special. Obviously, this is the first time I guess you guys are doing this. It's not typical that I'm in a public forum like this, but I do see so many faces around here that I recognize. And it's been a wonderful 5 years. It's been a lot of hard work and dedication. The most gratifying part of this has been the new faces, the friends I've made, the people who have met, other great people, and the good times and the memories that have been created. So once again, I just want to thank you all. I really appreciate being here. And I hope to see you all soon at the establishment. Thank you.
Thank you. Dominic, you have two daughters? Man, I remember. Yes, I've warned you about that. And it's good.
Oh my
Enjoy
goodness.
It, because they will rip your heart out later.
Okay. Swag. Lucali swag.
That's really
great.
Good.
All right. We have to.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Please do.
I mean, I'm
not
afraid to mess up my hair.
Bring it on. I'll even mess up my teeth.
My brain is bigger than that. I have to expand.
What does it say, Doc? My head's too big, obviously.
How's that? Yeah.
Ricky, you got to put a hat on.
Here, you want to take the hat? All that orange. I got it.
Come on, kid.
He never does. He just calls him.
Thank you. See you at Lucali.
Can I take the Beach High student? Is that?
It's yours.
One Beach High student? Because I think the principal's here. I'd like to get her out of here.
Yeah, let's do it.
PA 14.
PA 14 is Certificate of Recognitions, Miami Beach Senior High School student Joseph Tony, requested by Mayor Gelber.
Do we have our student here?
Yeah.
Come on up. Silver Knight Honorable Mention, right? Get over there. Principal, get up. Come on. Tell us a little bit about.
Good evening, Commission and Mayor. Thank you very much. I am the proud principal of Miami Beach Senior High, and I am super proud to be standing here before you because this is one of our amazing students, Joseph Latoni. I met Joseph last year very briefly, but this year I got to know him a little bit more. And he is one of our amazing students that was one of our nominees for a Silver Knight Award this year. And I'm very proud to say we had 5 nominees, we had 1 Silver Knight recipient, and we had 1 honorable mention. And Joseph is that student that earned the honorable mention, and I am very, very proud to have him here and to have him before you. So thank you so much for having us here.
And if you want to know Joseph's story, is why he did so well, is that he founded It's Morning in Miami, an organization dedicated to extending tutoring and mentoring opportunities to underprivileged youth, which he personally designed, and a bilingual tutoring curriculum, and he tailored it to the kids from kindergarten to ninth grade. And I know you've also been captain of the Beach High bowling team and the president of the school's economics club and 3 years as student government association as a student senator. It's nice to know you're not old enough to run for mayor for at least a few years because I'm quaking in my boots. Thank you. If you want to say something before we give you this proclamation, thank you for your real credit to our school and our community, and we honor you today.
I'm really honored and humbled to accept this award, and I'd like to express my gratitude to the city for extending it to me.
Thank you. Okay, let's take a picture.
Congratulations. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Congrats again.
PA7 is Certificate of Recognition, Miami Beach Top Women Honorees, requested by Commissioner Alamon and Steinberg.
Yes.
PA7.
All right. I'll set it up.
Yeah, you start.
All right, so each year, in every corner of the country, smart, committed women lead successful companies. Each year in Florida, the Commonwealth Institute stops to recognize those among us who have proven to be the most exceptional. The Commonwealth Institute's, or TCI, 14th Annual Top Women Awards Luncheon that John and I had the privilege of attending took place earlier this month, and we wanted to highlight our Miami Beach women who were recognized. These women were part of a survey of women-led business conducted by Kaufman Rawson. The top 50 women on that list were recognized by the Commonwealth Institute, and today we're going to honor those who are Miami Beach residents. Some of them are very special to us.
Yes, so Commissioner Steinberg and I attended the Commonwealth Institute's annual luncheon, and we were sitting there really wowed by all of these incredible women. Whether they were running nonprofits, businesses, or launching startups. But one thing that really struck us right away was how many of these fabulous babes were from Miami Beach. And really, we have the most incredible women in our city. So we have a certificate of recognition for each one. And they say that the City of Miami Beach proudly recognizes you and your organization for ranking within the top Florida women-led businesses, and congratulates you for being named one of top 50 women in business at the Commonwealth Institute's 14th annual Top Women Awards Luncheon. Your leadership and contributions to the community have not only impacted the collective strength of the City of Miami Beach and Miami-Dade County, but also women throughout the entire state of Florida. And so as I read your names, I will ask you to join us up here on the stage. And I want to do this actually. So these are some of the women that won for Top Women-Led Business. Nancy Batchelor, Leslie Bauman, Maite Fernandez, and Marguerite Ramos. Come on up. For Top Women-Led Startups, Pilar Carvajal, Catherine Jones, and Antoinette Zell. And for top 10 women-led nonprofits, Gretchen Biesing.
Hello, ladies. Welcome.
Coming down.
Wait, you forgot one.
I did. The queen of them all. Just kidding. Where is she? There she is.
And most notably, this organization is led by an executive director. And when I told you that the room at Jungle Island, and you know that ballroom, how big it is, was filled, standing room only, with incredible business women from all over the county. And the woman that brings all of this together and inspires them to be their best is Miss Lori K. Davis.
All right, they're going to move you over a little bit, I'm imagining.
Let's go this way.
Lexi and I, they're going to move you over the other way. Thank you all.
Cheers.
How are you?
Congratulations.
You're next, PA-11.
Congratulations.
Hey, Samuel, we're going to do PA-11 now. PA-11.
PA-11 is Proclamation Resiliency Communications Committee Improving the City's FEMA Score, requested by Commissioner Samuel.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Flooding and sea level rise is obviously a critical concern of our community, one that our city pays great attention to. And today I'm honored to share some wonderful, wonderful news. The federal government has a system where they rate cities. It's called their community rating system. It's part of their approach under their national flood insurance program. And the city of Miami Beach, its residents and administration did a fine job in improving our rankings in this critical system. The system is based on public information provided, mapping and regulation, flood damage reduction, and flood preparedness. The residents and the administration came together and took our score to another level. We now are tied with one other city here in Miami-Dade for the highest rankings. What does that mean? That means for buildings that are part of this program, they're now realizing a 25% discount on what they would achieve. That brings the total savings to the city because of this effort to $8.3 million per year. So I want to just ask a few of the folks who've been involved. I'm going to mention them all here. Tanya Daniels, Scott Diffendorfer, Carlos Gutierrez, Mohsen Jarapur, John Lee, Alan Randolph, Amy Knowles, Margarita Wells, Christine Rogers, Jason Stewart, Ingus Matto, Rogelio Madan. This teamwork, let's give them a round of applause. This team brought it together, so it is my honor to recognize them, and we are proclaiming, as the mayor and the commissioners of the city of Miami Beach, Miami Beach Resiliency Communications Committee Day. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, my God.
It was Ricky.
PA-5 is presentation by William Talbert, State of the Travel and Tourism Industry, requested by Commissioner Gelber, by Mayor Gelber.
Hey,
Good evening, everyone. Bill Talbert with the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Got some of our team members here. May is National Travel and Tourism Month. And to coin a PTA phrase, usually you're honoring us, but today we're honoring you. So it's about the partnership. Some of the folks here, you recognize our board members, our staff members. It's about partnerships. 2018 was a record year for travel and tourism in Miami Beach. 197 days ago, the voters here voted over 60% for a headquarter hotel for your new convention center. That was, for me, the biggest thing that happened that entire year. How did that happen? By the partnerships. More visitors spending more money, staying longer, and supporting more jobs. So we look forward. In fact, I have a picture from a national publication when we broke ground, all of us, for the new park, 6-acre park. A parking lot with parks. So this is the mayor and some short guy next to him. But it's all about partnerships. But it's all also about the future. We launched the update of our strategic plan. We did that. We do it about every 5 years. 20 days ago, we held one of the first town hall meetings across the street at the Botanical Gardens. And many of the folks in this room were part of that. The future is ahead of us. The success, it's ours to lose. The partnership works. So if you have any ideas, many of you have been talked to by our team. You got the future is very bright for Miami Beach, but if we don't continue to work together, good things won't continue to happen. So on behalf of our board and staff, we want to thank the mayor, the commission, and city manager of the city of Miami Beach in recognition of your leadership and support of our travel and tourism successes. National Travel and Tourism Month, May 2019. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Bill, come on up. I have a proclamation. I think it goes now to National Travel and Tourism Week, where we're recognizing all the efforts from everybody in the community to bring, it looks like, close to 17 million people spending $18 billion to our community. So I'll come down and hand you this proclamation formally and bring your team up so we can thank everybody.
That's great. You gave him a month, he gave you a week. I mean, that's just...
Every day is terrific.
Congratulations.
Congrats. I see it. Hey, buddy. Always.
I just saw your email.
Congratulations.
Congrats. How are you? Nice to see you.
Congratulations. Oh, okay. I'm like, ah.
The next item is PA 1, recognition, Nate Frazier, retirement from the City of Miami Beach. I know he's here.
Right there?
Well, Nate has worked in my office I've been working with Nate for the past 10 years. Nate is someone that we all love in the office. Everyone at City Hall knows him. If this was high school, he would be the most popular person, the prom king. Always goes out of his fans. He goes out of his way to help others. He's been the center of every event, every celebration we've had in the office, whether it was cooking, whether it was bringing the food, or leading us in prayer. Nate, we're going to miss you. You're a great friend, and I wish you nothing but the best. And no one allows me in the back room where all the machines are, but when everyone would leave, Nate would teach me how to use them.
So I've always been very appreciative that I'm self-sufficient in the back, and it's thanks to me. So, and his supervisor is right here. So Donovan, do you want to say a few words?
While you're coming up, I just want you to know that whenever I ask for, like, we need to have some project that's got a tough timeline, and then I'm shocked that we actually reached the timeline and did it precisely right, it's always you who made that happen. And I know we don't ever say thank you enough, but we ought to say thank you right now, because thank you for all your service, and thank you for really making the city look great. We're very grateful to you.
Thank you very much.
But Nate, I know Nate for like 15 years. Out of that 15 years, whatever I ask him to do, he does it with no problem. And I appreciate everything that he does. But Nate, he know I have a say-so. What's my say-so, Nate? You're on my time.
But I don't work for you anymore.
Mason. Emily, come on.
Emily. Congrats.
Next one. Let's go numerical.
PA2 is Proclamation National Public Works Week, requested by Mayor Gelber.
Public Works Week. You got this one?
Yeah, I do.
Make it happen.
Thank you, Mayor. As our clerk said, this is Public Works Week, and we count on our Public Works Department in so many ways. You may not know all the good things they do, but they manage our infrastructure, our facilities and services that are vital to ensuring the public health and high quality of life in resilient city. And there's no doubt, when we think of who's on the front lines as we talk about flooding and resiliency and sea level rise, our public works team is there. They're a reliable team, skilled team, a knowledgeable team, solution oriented and environmentally conscious, and they rise to the many challenges, real challenges that we face, and real challenges that is a commission that we put in front of them. So we are honored this year, which marks the 59th annual National Public Works Week, to recognize them for the fine work they do. Roy, do you want to say a couple words before we bring your team up?
Commissioner Mayor, yes, I would just like to tell you I brought with us today the leadership of the hundreds of people that serve the city in the Public Works Department, and each and every member of the Public Works Department is honored to serve this city, and we appreciate you recognizing us.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Roy, and thank you for your team's service. So I'm just going to rattle off a few names here besides Roy. Eric Carpenter, we'll get you on the field there. Jay Fink, Daryl Caldwell, Rodolfo De La Torre, Rodney Nose, and Liz Bello Matthews. And again, the mayor and commission are honored to proclaim this week National Public Works Week. Thank you.
short in front of me this time.
You're fine.
The next item is PA 4. PA 4 is a proclamation, Miami Beach Public Safety Communications Division, requested by Mayor Gelber.
Okay. Felt like Ultra. All right, come on up. Chief, you've got a group with you, I know that. This proclamation is for National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. And, you know, we constantly thank our fire and our cops, and we sometimes overlook our 911 men and women who put themselves in incredibly high-tense situations. I don't know anybody who would want to do that job day in and day out, but they do it incredibly well, and they do us proud, and they because of them, people are saved, homes are saved, property is saved. It's really important, so... Chief, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you'd like to do to cue this up before we give them their proclamation during this National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week.
Well, first of all, Mr. Mayor, we'd like to thank you and the commissioners for recognizing our dispatchers. Unfortunately, last month when you wanted to recognize us, we weren't here, and it was because we were in Washington picking up our accreditation for the International Academy of Emergency Dispatchers. Which the individuals that are behind me are the ones that earned it, they deserved it, and, you know, I know that in the police department and in the fire department, we'll always say that without them, we don't go anywhere. So very proud of this group, very proud of everything that they do, and we thank you for the recognition.
Bring them all up.
PA 6. We did one. That's 6.
Congratulations.
The next item is PA 6, Certificate of Recognition, Miami Beach Lifeguard, Daniel Martin, requested by Mayor Gelber. PA 6.
Okay. Where is he? All right. Chief, are you staying up here?
Yeah, stay here with me. Come on.
Come on. So if you didn't know, this is Daniel Martin, a senior lifeguard for the City of Miami Beach Ocean Rescue. He does very important things all day long. He saves lives. But in addition to doing that, he also recently represented our city as a participant in Telemundo's internationally televised reality sports and athletic competition, Exatlan United States. Did I get that about right?
It's close enough.
Close enough?
That's good.
Which actually tests the intelligence, the endurance, and the physical capabilities of the competitors. And Daniel was chosen from a pool of thousands. And you did really well, is my understanding. Tell us, or Chief, one of you tell us exactly how far you went.
So it's like they have an elimination system where somebody gets eliminated every week. It was 16 weeks long. And I made it to the final week, the final four men and four women.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow.
So you're competing against not just celebrities, Olympic athletes, really. So it's really a testament to your total person that you're able to go that far, but also a wonderful reflection on our city. So we just thought we'd give you the certificate of recognition and let everybody know what a great job one of our guys did. Thank you.
No, I just wanted to say thank you to Chief Canosa, Chief Fernandez, the department. They really helped me They allowed me to, you know, it was 4 months. It was hard to get away for 4 months. And the city as well, because they let me represent the city, and I was really happy to do that. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. So.
Next item is PA 9, Proclamation, The Last Resort Movie Story of Miami Beach in the 70s, requested by Commissioner Gongora and Vice Mayor Malikoff.
I am excited about this next one. Before the arrival of Miami Vice and MTV Spring Break and all of these kind of hip, cool things in the 80s and 90s that brought us back, as most of us know, Miami Beach was home to a large cluster of Jewish retirees. In fact, I think there were a lot of people lined up on Ocean Drive back in those days in rocking chairs, as we always hear. Many were attracted to small apartments, low cost of living, sunny weather, and thriving cultural life. They came by the thousands, escaping the brutal cold winters of New York and other places. And by the 1970s, these former New Yorkers and Northerners had turned from seasonal visitors to year-round residents, making Miami Beach home to a population that was primarily over 70 and overwhelmingly Jewish. This film, The Last Resort, takes audiences on a journey to the iconic Miami Beach of the era through the lens of then-young photographers Andy Sweet and Gary Monroe. So before I introduce you to some of the VIPs here, including the director and the producer, let's see a little bit about the movie.
Imagine South Beach today, but instead of seeing everybody between 18 and 28, I think of everybody between like 81 and 82.
Miami, I think this is like, I feel like being in heaven.
It was a colorful town, full of colorful people.
This is beautiful, and this is special, and this is short-lived.
What do you do for fun?
Nothing, I sit on the porch.
Andy Sweet captured who they really were.
He was a storyteller with the camera.
Andy and Gary, he said, this is not going to be here very long, and we have got to document it.
I knew when I was young that that was a special place and a special scene that wasn't going to last forever. As the 80s started to roll around, things got pretty crazy in Miami. It was just a ton of cocaine and drugs coming into the city.
Miami was getting its reputation, crime capital of the world.
There was just no place for the elderly.
It was a nice, decent place, Miami Beach, but not now.
We decided that we would photograph the ending of the old world community that was then South Beach.
Thank goodness someone captured it, and captured it, I mean, so exquisitely and beautiful.
We would essentially leave a lasting testimony, the only one, of that remarkable epoch in Jewish culture and in Miami Beach's, Miami's history.
You know, it's incredible how Miami Beach has evolved over time and continues to evolve. We constantly talk about this at the commission. What is our next evolution going to be? I'm proud tonight to recognize this film that was directed by Dennis Scholl, who is here, and Kareem Tabish of O Cinema, who we all know and love. Kareem and Dennis began looking through Sweet and Monroe's photographs, interviewing people about their subjects, and watching this historical footage. And they realized that another story was coming to life, and not just about the photographers. The story involved the parallels between their lives and a city that was evolving for better and for worse. The Last Resort won the Audience Award at the 2018 Miami Jewish Film Festival. And for all of you who are interested in seeing more, and I can tell you my father says the movie is great, I'm going to see it later tonight, and want to watch the film, you can walk over with us to Soundscape Park, where this movie will be showing on the Wallcast for free at 8 p.m. So with that, I would like to call up Kareem, Dennis, and a host of VIPs, including Andy Sweet's family members, Ellen Sweet, Stan Hughes, and Susan Gladstone, the director from the Jewish Museum, who are all here, and recognize them on this fantastic achievement.
Before you begin, I'm going to ask Commissioner Vice Mayor Malikoff, who's also...
I don't need to read any notes because I lived here then. And I remember it well, and you have captured it just beautifully. And we thank you so much for bringing these memories of Miami Beach back to the whole world. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I've got to thank you for putting a family member in the movie. I saw it. We looked very carefully, and we saw that picking fruit at that fruit market, I think that's Washington Avenue, was my grandmother Rose Weissenberg-Elber.
Every screening, there's somebody.
Yes, who passed away many, many years ago, but somehow managed to get into your movie. So thank you for putting one of my relatives as an actor.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. It's also been an honor to share the story and the history of our community, which is so rich and so diverse, and honor those who helped make the city what it is today. Miami Beach has always been reinventing itself, and I think that Dennis and I decided long ago that we wanted to honor the history. In order to know where we're going, we need to know where we came from. So thank you for us. Thank you to Andy Sweet's family, who opened their archives and their heart and their stories, and to Gary Monroe and his family, and to Susan at the Jewish Museum of South Florida. Come join us to see it at the Wallcast. And if you can't join us tonight, and we're very excited to say you can watch it on Netflix, which is a really big deal. So if not, watch it on Netflix. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Since I forgot to say it, May 22nd, 2019 will also forever be known as the Last Resort Day in Miami Beach.
The next item is PA 10, Proclamation Small Business Week, requested by Mayor Gelber.
Oh, is this you?
Congratulations.
Okay, today, this week is apparently Small Business Week. And as Commissioner Areola mentioned earlier, we celebrate our small businesses. And Bo, you want to talk a little bit about what we're doing this week and why it's so important? And we also have somebody from Cheeseburger Baby, one of our small businesses. Thank you for coming. So let's hear a couple quick things, and I'll give you the proclamation, and we appreciate it. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor. Commissioners, Bo Martinez, Director of Economic Development, and it's my honor to say that it's National Small Business Week. It's actually May 5th through 11th, and as part of National Small Business Week, wanted to recognize one of our own, Cheeseburger Baby, who actually received a National Small Business Award through the National Small Business Administration. And Brian, I don't know if you want to add anything else onto the recognition that Stephanie Bate, and then we'll turn it over to her.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brian Van Hook, and I'm Associate Director of the Florida Small Business Development Center at FIU. And I have the great, great, great job that I get to work on a daily basis with businesses such as Stephanie. We help them. Our day-to-day job is to help them grow, help them hire more people, get capital, get contracts, market their business. But also when skies are gray and hurricanes come, which they tend to come a little bit more, we basically get to work with them on helping them recover. So Stephanie is one of our really great businesses. She was great in terms of us just helping her get back on her feet. And we thought it was such a great story. We nominated her for the National Phoenix Award from the Small Business Administration, which is for business recovery. And she won. There's only one per year, and she won out of the whole country. Wow. From here in Miami Beach. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I always get so emotional. Let me just breathe. Sorry. It's not easy being a small business owner, and there are many ups and downs, but I always say that the SBDC, they were my first responders, especially after Hurricane Irma. I struggled with a significant economical loss. And if it wasn't for them, or the SBA, or the bridge loan from Rick Scott's office, Cheeseburger Baby wouldn't be in Miami Beach. I can never say I did this on my own. I have a lot of people to thank. My landlord, Jimmy Resnick, I just saw you come in the door, and you're in my speech. He has given me many breaks, and I am blessed to have him as my landlord. And he knows that he has my word as a tenant. I've been his tenant for 19 years, and he's done a lot for me. But also, I want to thank the women in my life, my mom, my sisters, my best friends, my wife. And then, of course, my manager, Brett, he's my right-hand man, and he's amazing, and his motto is customer service is number one, and it's not that hard to smile. So I think that's huge in our industry, as well as thanking my banker, Carrie, from Regions Bank, he's amazing, my employees, my purveyors, my accountants, my customers from Vietnam and all over the world, my locals, my celebrity clientele, and the huge franchise burger joint with endless money who decided to station themselves on the same block as me and across the street, which pushes me every day to be better because it shouldn't take five guys to make a cheeseburger, baby. Thank you.
Mayor, we have a video.
Mayor, we have a short video that we wanted to show on behalf of Cheeseburger Baby.
We're here at the internationally renowned Cheeseburger Baby. I notice all the different celebrities and people from all the different industries coming in to have your burger.
Yes.
So tell me, Stephanie, what do you like about doing business in the city of Miami Beach?
Well, Miami Beach is eclectic, you know. You get, like you said, everyone from all over the world. I mean, I have a story that even a man and his wife came from Vietnam with a piece of paper that said Cheeseburger Baby. They barely spoke any English, but they were told to come here in Vietnam, and they showed up at my counter to have Cheeseburger Baby, and they just loved it. And it's stories like that that are rare, and what South Beach can bring to the table because it is a tourist destination. Also, our locals are very supportive. The community is a local supportive community. Like, I talk to everyone on this block. I've borrowed bread and things like that from other restaurants, and they borrowed bread from me. And, you know, it's the local support, absolutely, and the tourists, 100%. And it's Miami Beach. It's beautiful here all year round. So how can you not want to be here?
Well, I can tell you that City Miami Beach is very proud to have you as part of our business community.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And I hope if they're coming from Vietnam, I hope you gave them a discount or something.
Very cute.
Wonderful.
Thank you. and they came with a piece of paper.
Yeah,
that is
should conclude all the awards that we did. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
The room's still full.
This room's still full. I wonder why. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Let me just give everybody what the sort of the path is going to be for the rest of the evening. What are these two? Yeah. So what we're going to do is, I know almost everybody is here, I'm assuming, for to hear or to speak on this on the ultra item that's been put on the agenda. We have two more items, by the way, that are not related to it we're going to take up, two resolutions. But what we're going to do when we finish those items is we're going to queue up that item. I'm going to let the commissioner say something briefly. I'm going to then open it up. It's not necessarily an item that typically would be opened up for kind of public debate, but I think it's probably appropriate given that some people want to speak. A lot of people have sent emails. I will tell you this. I think I'm only going to do about 30 minutes on each side. So I'm going to give everybody a minute or two. I don't know that there are so many issues here that you're not going to start repeating yourself pretty quickly, but I know people have a right to speak, and I certainly don't want to abridge that in any way. There's two of these. We're going to have the guys that favor the concept on one side and the folks that are against it on the other. I'm just going to go back and forth. And I would urge you, I really don't want to, I mean, not that I want to stop anybody from speaking, but I don't think it helps to go for hours. This is really an awards meeting, wasn't really intended for that, but I felt it was fair to the idea to have a full and public airing of it. So if some of you want to organize yourselves so that there's some in the front who can speak, you might want to do that over the next few minutes when we're taking up two other items. But it's going to be literally four against, four against, four against, and I think we'll start with about a minute to make the argument. If you hear somebody say something that you think is what exactly you would like to say, then you can stand up and simply walk up and say, I embrace precisely what so-and-so said, so we know that you feel that way. I don't want to stop anybody from speaking, but I think you realize there are not that many arguments on this issue, and we ought to be able to do it in a half hour publicly. And obviously, I think I've read every email I've received, and a lot of you have come and spoken to us already, so I don't know that, I'm not sure that there's a whole lot more we need to hear about it. But that said, I don't want to make anybody feel like we're not giving them that opportunity. So with that, let's take up the two other items. First is R7A.
R7A is urged Miami-Dade County to rescind lease for Chick-fil-A at Miami International Airport, requested by Commissioner Gongora.
Okay, Commissioner.
Thank you, and thank you for allowing me to put this on. I learned last week, actually through members of the city's LGBT committee, that Miami-Dade County Airport had entered into a sublease to allow a Chick-fil-A. While this may not seem outrageous to many people, for many in the LGBT community, this organization has been synonymous with an anti-LGBT platform. As well documented in the press, they've contributed millions and millions of dollars to groups and organizations that are against the LGBTQ community. And I and many in our community find this lease unacceptable.
Since 2012, they have been sought out in the press for giving to a number of groups, and I've included those articles in the packet, so I'm not going to go through them. Miami Beach is a city that's always treated every group with respect, regardless of our beliefs, our race, our creed, our sexual orientation, and gender. We have a commitment and a proven commitment to support all communities. As such, although this resolution is not binding, it is from us to Miami-Dade County. I think it sends an important message that we ask them to rescind this lease and to not contract with groups that have a demonstrated history against the LGBTQ or any other community for that matter, whether it be against the Latin community, the Jewish community, against women, against any minority. As such, I would like for Miami Beach to follow what many other cities have done in New York and in the city of San Antonio, where they specifically banned Chick-fil-A from coming into the airport. This is a sublease, so actually the lease is to another company that's chosen to bring in Chick-fil-A, and I'm sure they can find another fast food source that would be much less controversial for our community and that would be open on Sundays as well. So, as such, I'm asking the commission to approve a resolution in favor of rescinding the lease.
Okay, that's the resolution. Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay, there's a second from Commissioner Vice Mayor Molikoff. Anybody want to speak before we vote?
That right.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Sign nay. Show it passed unanimously. Okay, let's move to R7B.
R7B is urge U.S. Senate to approve Senate Bill 788, the Equality Act, requested by Commissioner Gongora.
Thank you. It's my night for LGBT resolutions, but they both became very timely. For the first time, there is a real possibility of equality for LGBTQ Americans throughout the entire United States. Last week, on May 17, 2019, the United States House of Representatives passed House Resolution 5, entitled the Equality Act, which would extend federal anti-discrimination protections to millions of LGBTQ Americans. Specifically, this would give protections that are currently not granted under federal law in housing, employment, credit, and federally funded programs. Many people outside our community are somewhat shocked to learn that throughout most of the country, and in fact, much of the state of Florida, you can be denied housing simply for being openly LGBTQ. You can be fired from your job and denied employment for being a member of the LGBTQ community, and that's wrong. So this proclamation would be to the United States Senate to ask them to please also pick up and approve Senate Bill 788, and let's extend this Equality Act to all Americans and make sure that we are not discriminated against under any of these bases under the law.
Okay, it's been moved. It's been seconded by Commissioner Aliman. Anybody? Commissioner Malikoff.
There's a big audience here tonight, and I ask all of you who are here, if you have friends in the U.S. Senate, write a letter. Ask them to support the Senate version. It's the same bill, same Equality Act, as the House of Representatives have already passed. But we need both in order to have this actually come to become a national law. Thank you.
Anybody else? I just add that, thank you, Commissioner Gongora. For bringing this. Look, it is, I served 10 years in the legislature, which not only didn't recognize gay marriage, but banned gay adoption. And to this day, almost every, sort of thing that you would think ought to be in law and ought to have and be protected is not in this state and in this country. I wonder whether the Senate will do it. Intellectually, I think they might not. My heart says we should do everything we can to let them know that they ought to move this along and do what's right. So I think it's important for a city like ours, which believes that we should fly the rainbow flag every single day, not just during Pride Week, that we ought to be standing up. So thank you for bringing it. And with that, I'll call the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sign nay. Show it unanimously. And also show it co-sponsored by every member of the dais. Okay. We've got two items left. R9B is to designate high impact period for Memorial Day. So why don't we call both R9B and R9A together because I think at the end of the day, we certainly are going to have to vote on the designation resolution, but also these are intertwined, so we can discuss them simultaneously. Is that okay?
So R9B was designate high impact period for Memorial Day weekend, and R9A is discuss feasibility of housing Ultra Music Festival 2020.
Okay.
Mayor.
Yep.
R9B is with regard to Memorial Day weekend, it's really the manager has already issued his notice to the commissioners declaring it a high impact period. And I think this particular issue, correct me if I'm wrong, is seeking an extension of the 72-hour impact period for, what is it, Marcia?
Ms. Mayor, when we amended the high impact ordinance a few months ago, it's a 72-hour maximum. Because of the long weekend, we're going to go beyond the 72 hours, 84 hours, and so we need to, the way the ordinance is written is we need to come to you for permission to extend beyond the 72 hours, and so we're doing that.
All right, so everybody knows what that is. We can talk, we can have this discussion. We can have the vote on the extension after we have the discussion that we're about to have about Ultra, since I think there's going to be overlap. So before I turn it over to Commissioner Arreola,
right.
Well, I just want to sort of lay the groundwork for what I think we're going to talk about right now.
Dan, yep. Excuse me again. This is a different item than the Ultra item. This is simply...
You want us to vote on this first?
Yes.
Okay.
This is
extension?
Simply seeking an extension.
Okay, anybody want to talk about the extension?
I'll second.
It's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sign nay. Show that done. Okay. Let's get to Ultra.
Thank you, Mayor.
All right. You know, I want to just begin by saying this to everybody. There are seven commissioners and myself here, and I am 100% convinced that not a single person on this dais is comfortable with what goes on during spring break, what has been traditionally, unfortunately, happening during Memorial Day and other times. I don't think any of us are comfortable by the trajectory of the entertainment district. I don't think there's anyone up here who in any way believes that the status quo is working and that we have a place where our residents and visitors can feel both safe and enjoy what we believe to be is the most beautiful place in the world. And the reason I say that all of us agree is that Commissioner Arreola has brought up an idea, and we're going to talk about it. But one of the things I do want to say is I didn't even vote for the pop concert. Only because I am worried about congestion and a lot of other issues. But I want to hear every issue. I want to debate every issue. And I also want to do it in an informed and thoughtful way. Many of you reached out. Many of you met with me and others, and I appreciate it. Many of you sent me texts of what you were thinking. And I want to, like I think all my colleagues want to do, is hear and be informed so that we can make a thoughtful decision. You may agree or disagree, but it's important that we have all that information, the mosaic of information, to make that decision. I was a little concerned that some of it was really not particularly polite. I think it's really important that this process be polite. I think you've got to disagree agreeably. I think when people make it personal, all they do is demean and devolve the argument so that what matters more than anything is who's making the argument rather than the merits of it. And I think that's terrible. So what I want you all to do is I want to be open-minded about all the ideas, but I do want to tell you, I haven't talked to Commissioner Arreola about this. We're not allowed to. But I absolutely, like Karnak from Johnny Carson, for those of you that remember, I know that in his mind and in his belief is he's trying to find some ideas for us to consider, just like he has previously. And I am frankly very grateful that he is constantly trying to come up with new ideas, new routes, whether we agree with him or not. So I just would urge everybody, I want everybody to speak, but I'm always going to treat you with respect. I'm never going to call you a name or say something bad about you or demean you. I think it's a total terrible thing to do, especially when you're sitting up here. But it's also important for the community to do the same thing. We're going to have a very thoughtful debate. Tell us what you want, because we're not just looking for concepts about whether Ultra should be a part or not, whether you think it's a good fit or not. We're really trying to figure out how to change the dynamic organically so that this entertainment district can be a place we're really proud of. And that's what everybody here wants. And we haven't figured it out yet. You can tell we're throwing a lot of ideas at it, and this is one of them. So my hope is that Commissioner Arreola will will sort of talk about it in those terms. I'm sure he will, because he always does. And frankly, always is thoughtful about things and always sincere. So I want that to be the first thing said. But the second thing is, I also think we should use this time to talk a little bit more about our approach to this and whether it makes sense. I've been mayor a year and a half, and I and my colleagues have come up with a whole bunch of ideas trying to figure out how to change this dynamic. And we also know that that won't change overnight. So while we're trying to do what we can, we're not the only people with ideas. In fact, you know, my wife says every idea I've ever had, she told me, and I just forgot she had told me that. And apparently that happens to a lot of people who in marriages. But I want us to do it the right way. So with that, I'm going to ask Commissioner Arreola to start unconstrained. And then for my colleagues, if you want to say something, fine. Maybe you'll let them know what it is you're interested in hearing about so that they can refine their arguments. And then I'll turn it over to the public, a minute each. And I only do a minute each because I don't want to lose people who might want to speak and they can't because they're 40th in line. And then we're going to come back here and we're going to vote if that's the case. So with that, I want to go to Arreola first. Commissioner Arreola.
Yep. Thank you. But before, because I know that Commissioner Arreola is going to dig right in, and I wanted to say something sort of more overarching to us as a community, to really us as a family, because this is a small city that we live in. How do we expect our leadership to tackle our thorniest problems if we make it so toxic for them to put something on the agenda? And how do we expect our commissioners to be courageous enough to bring forward game-changing ideas if it's so risky to them personally to do so? We won't be able to do either one. And this isn't the first time I've seen that. And we read all the emails and we do our best to, you know, stay on top of the social media. And we've fallen as Miami Beach into a really bad habit that is not in our best interests. That when a commissioner is bold enough and inventive enough and brave enough to bring something forward for discussion, we as a community try to shut them down, try to make them feel personally threatened, that they should be worried about their campaign or their stature in the community. That is wrong. We will not be able to solve our toughest problems, and we will miss out on the best opportunities for our city if we don't stop it. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. So just ask folks in the audience and my colleagues, just let me go through my thought process and sort of approach this at a macro level. I'll get through it so that I think it's very important that folks here understand how I approach problems. Those who really follow commission meetings, I endeavor to explain how I think about things so that you know, which way I'll, you know, ultimately decide on things. So I just need to get through it before, you know, we get into the comments, or please just don't interrupt so I can finish my thoughts. And what I think I can promise everybody here is, you know, everybody take a deep breath and relax, okay? You know, Armageddon is not going to come. First of all, I would never do that to us as a city. If you guys know me, you know I would never do that. A lot of the people who, you know, I've received, you know, very strong emails from, none of you actually bothered to pick up the phone and ask me, why am I doing this? You know, what is the end game? Many of you are friends of mine, so I'm disappointed that you just assumed I was going to plop Ultra on the beach, you know, and just, you know, hope for the best. This is something I've been thinking about for the past week, and because of our form of government, because of Sunshine, I'm not allowed to talk to my colleagues, say, what do you think? I'm one of seven. I can't tell our city manager, hey, Ultra just became a free agent last week. It is one of the world's leading music festivals. Go talk to them and see if maybe a deal can be made that would be tenable to the commission and residents, a smaller scale event that has certain benefits and guarantees for our residents and tourists and businesses. I can't do that. We have to go this route. Time was of the essence last week. It was announced that Ultra was leaving the city of Miami, and city of Homestead was in hot pursuit, and city of Miami, just as of yesterday, was right back at the table. That's two cities, competing cities, that desperately want Ultra in their cities. So time was of the essence, so I thought we'd put it on the agenda today so we could discuss it. I'm not allowed to discuss it with my colleagues, and I'm one of seven. I don't have authority over a city manager to ask him, hey, go talk to this music festival and see if they might want to do a smaller scale event, a sister event, a satellite event. We have concerts here all the time. We have a concert this Sunday. We have an air and sea show with military jets going 1,000 feet above our residents at supersonic speeds. I mean, we already have noise coming this weekend. So the thought of having Ultra maybe at a different level and scale is not inconsistent with things that we already do. But anyway, so I just ask you to bear with me. You know, if it wasn't Ultra that became a free agent last week, if it was the Coconut Grove Art Festival, if it was Calle Ocho, Art Miami, Jazz in the Garden, I would be bringing that to us because this is not about Ultra. Ultra is just the headline that got put on the agenda. This is about spring break. We've got a crisis here, folks. We had meetings ad nauseum over the past month and a half on how do we deal with a phenomenon that for almost an entire month of March puts the city in the worst possible light globally. And we're trying to tackle it. I asked that we consider programming. Programming has worked very well for us in the instances in which we have done it. All you have to do is look at Art Deco Weekend, Gay Pride Week, Food and Wine Festival, this weekend's Air and Sea Show. We had a wonderful Orange Bowl event this year. In the instances in which the city helps to partner with festivals and programming, we have massive success. Residents and tourists come together. We have fun together. We do it in a part of the city in which residents really, unfortunately, don't go anymore, which is Ocean Drive. Businesses flourish, and that's the kind of stuff we should be doing. Spring break, we don't really have a solution for. Right now, what is on the table, and we met about this yesterday as part of our annual budget meeting, is unfortunately not acceptable to me, which is the following. It is going to be a police state for the month of March. Our police department has asked us to allocate $4 million additionally to help supplement the police department's efforts to keep us safe for crowd control purposes. We have told our men and women of the police department that for the month of March, make no plans. You're going to be working double shifts. So imagine the burden not only physically and emotionally, mentally that puts on our police department, but their families. They're human beings too. They want to go on spring break with their kids, with their school schedules. They can't do that now because of what we're facing. The $4 million, we don't have that in the budget. If we were to allocate it, we would have to cut from somewhere. So that is after school programs, parks and recreations, cultural activities, I don't know where. Okay, so right now our plan is not acceptable to me. This notion of Ultra came about, and I thought it would be interesting to discuss if there was a way, and I don't know if it's acceptable to Ultra. I had one brief conversation with them just to make sure they hadn't signed anything. I've never met anybody from Ultra. I wouldn't know what they look like if they were sitting in the audience. I believe it is my obligation as a fiduciary, as an elected official, that if there is an opportunity to solve a problem, I will pursue it, even when it is not popular. I know that this was going to upset people, okay? But I also know that when you have a world-class event, because Ultra, and I know people don't want to hear this, it is a world-class event. It is world-renowned, massive economic benefits. Otherwise, City of Miami and City of Homestead wouldn't be desperate to get it. It wouldn't have expanded globally to other cities. It brings tourists from all over the world. 75% of the ticket buyers are from out of the city. Puts heads in beds, which is something we want, okay? Because if our businesses and our hotels don't do well, it's a race to the bottom. We talked about this in our budget meeting yesterday. If our hotels can't put heads in beds, their rates start to drop. And we're starting to see this now. You know, you start getting hotel rooms for $80 a night, well, that's the crowd you're going to start attracting. You know, if you can't support your local restaurants and small businesses, then you're going to get more tattoo parlors, more, you know, tarot card reading shops, more vape shops. This is happening. We see way too many vacant storefronts throughout our city. We see a retail business going down. And so spring break adds to that problem. We need to fix it. I personally believe, and I'm going to implore all of you to think outside the box, take a risk, find some programming. If it's not Ultra or Ultra Light, we got to do something else, because right now our plan of massive security and police state is just, my personal very strong feeling, it's not going to fly. It doesn't make us look good, and it doesn't benefit anybody. So let me just go through a few notes. You know, if we want to entertain Ultra, and I have no idea whether they're amenable to this. Late last night, the city of Homestead granted one of their big wishes, which was to allow them to go to 2 a.m. 2 a.m. would not be acceptable to me, for example. That would be a deal killer for me. The crowd size probably is a deal killer. But would they, if they have no other home, if they have no city of Miami, if they have no city of Homestead, would we authorize our city manager to say, go talk to them, see if we would today give them deal terms, crowd size of no more than 10,000, cutoff time at 11 p.m., 10 p.m., I don't know, you know? Well, so you haven't talked to them, so you laugh, but we don't know, right? We don't know. By the way, so Gay Pride, 170,000 people came. So, you know, everyone's saying, oh, my God, the massive crowds. We have these massive crowds already. According to our police chief, we had over 50,000 people during spring break on the beach. So Ultra does 50,000 a night. So the crowd size is not something that is out of the realm of what we already do. Could very well be too late. I don't think so. I think they're still in negotiations with Homestead and or the city of Miami. So if we wanted to direct our city manager to make an approach and give him some guidance, we can do that. If we decide not to do that, I'm going to ask that we start talking about an alternative. The other thing, you know, obviously is the easy thing for me would have been to do nothing, right? Take no risk is to, you know, I knew this was going to be a hotly debated topic, that it was going to be possibly divisive. I will tell you, for the naysayers of this, we also got overwhelmingly strong support from people I didn't think would support it. And it's not just the businesses. These are people who normally I wouldn't think they would support this, but they see the logic. So this is not something you think is a slam dunk that everyone's against it. There's a lot of people that are for it. They're residents also, and we have to listen to those residents who are encouraging us to follow this path. You know, it's never been my style, and it never will be my style, to choose the easy route to do nothing. I think, you know, what I bring to the table here is to try to push us to places that we might not otherwise go. You know, 2 months ago, I pushed us on the homelessness issue. It's not resolved to my satisfaction. I'm going to continue to push us on that. But guess what was the number one complaint from citizens, from residents, when asked, what are you most dissatisfied with in the city? Homelessness. We were all shocked by that. But it's got to be addressed. It's not acceptable that we have people on the streets living in danger and or causing us danger. But, you know, I seek the hard things to do. Whether it's tackling issues on Ocean Drive and spearheading the Blue Ribbon Panel on that, spearheading the Blue Ribbon Panel on Memorial Day weekend, spearheading North Beach, spearheading the FAR increase, which had never been done in the history of Miami Beach. I put that on the agenda, you know, fighting with the building owners on Lincoln Road, trying to spearhead process improvements for our small businesses, tackling our geo bonds, the Convention Center Hotel. I mean, these are all things that I have spearheaded, and I'm not going to stop just because some of you want to personally attack me. That's not going to result in better legislative policies or the democracy that we all live in. So I encourage you to keep an open mind, and when I propose something, I'm mindful of the side effects, and we'll listen, and ultimately we will come up with a better solution. But if you keep trying to shut all of us down, we're going to go down a path of mediocrity. You know, so other ideas that are out there, Commissioner Alamon, a couple years ago, you had mentioned the Tortuga Festival, which has been very successful in Fort Lauderdale, had made an approach. They had wanted, I believe, to come in March. That would be an acceptable alternative, I think, to pursue, whether there's Jazz Fest, Jazz in the Gardens, you know, Fitness Month, World X Games. I mean, there's all kinds of things. We have a couple of great assets here in Miami Beach in the month of March. One is, it's March. The weather is amazing here. Everybody wants to come here. Why aren't we using our weather to bring everybody who wants to get out of the cold? Why aren't we putting on events? We also have another amazing asset, the Convention Center. Why aren't we figuring out how to utilize that during the month of March? If it's not already booked, give it away. I mean, we got to do something to change the dynamic of what's happening on spring break. We're not going to arrest our way out of it. We're not going to police our way out of it. You know, we can make March what it had been during Winter Music Festival when it was really in its heyday. You know, make March Miami Beach Music Month. You know, do something with Ultra. Maybe they have the concert across the bay, but we partner with them to fill our hotel room so we get all the benefits with little of the risk. You know, actively work with Ultra to have hotel packages so that all of their ticket buyers stay in our hotels and we shuttle them over there. So everybody's safe and it reduces traffic. You know, there are major music companies now, the Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora. We can do something with these people as a theme for Miami Beach Music Month. You know, we have said as a commission that arts and culture is part of our brand and part of our strategy to pursue. Ultra Music happens to be music. It happens to be fall in the category of arts and culture. For those who think the solution, and I would ask if you're going to come in here and say no to this, give me your solution. I'd love to hear it. But if we talk about closing the MXC district, which on its surface has some logic, oh, we'll shut everything down at 10 o'clock or midnight, and that'll stop the party. Couple of things that we need to consider if we go that route. One is that when we tried to do the 2 a.m. rollback on Ocean Drive last year, voters shot it down. One of the primary reasons I heard for not supporting the 2 a.m. rollback is they were afraid that the party would just spill into our neighborhoods, the South of Fifth neighborhood, the West Avenue neighborhood, my neighborhood, Sunset Harbor, and so residents shot that down. So we could shut down the party at 10 p.m. or whatever during spring break. No guarantee that that's actually going to stop the party. Could move it. So something to consider. The other thing is, to the extent that our businesses aren't successful, it'll be a race to the bottom. They will just keep going down and down and down, giving things away for cheap because they got bills to pay. Or, possibly worse, we have more vacant storefronts, which brings blight. So I'm not sure that shutting down the MXC district is the answer, is the path out. I happen to think programming and raising the bar and trying to get a better clientele is the answer. And I think programming is part of it because that's our way of supporting our local business community and giving back to our residents and our tourists. Just about done. Oh, so let me conclude with some positive things. There's so many great things happening in our city, right? It's why I chose to run for re-election. I want to see these things through. We are, in the next 2, 3, 4 years, we're going to be building at least a half dozen brand new parks. And I'm not talking little tiny pocket parks. We're talking some major parks right across the street, Convention Center, Hotel Park, or Pride Park, I should say, is going to be magnificent. We've got 500 Alton Park opening. We'll have Part 3 Park opening, 72nd Street. I mean, we've got some amazing amenities coming online. We've got the Beach Walk and Bay Walk almost completed, or the Beach Walk very near completion, Bay Walk very soon. We're going to have, because of the geobond, more trees being planted. We're going to be dredging waterways, public safety, more lights, more LPR readers, cameras everywhere, radios that work for our police department to coordinate with other police departments in the county, which we've never had. And, of course, infrastructure, street beautification, improved sidewalks, continued investment in our sea level rise programs. You know, but it sickens me because of all of the great things that are happening and will happen in the next couple of years. It sickens me when all anyone wants to talk about was what happened during spring break. Like, all of the great work goes out the window because people want to focus on the negativity of spring break. We need to fix it. And so I'm bringing Ultra as an option. There's a lot of different variations we can go with that. I don't even know if it's palatable to them. You know, I haven't spoken to them since I spoke to them last week for 20 minutes. But if it's not Ultra, I implore us to find another path. That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Ricky. All right. Start lining up. Try to govern yourself so if there are people who are waiting over there, you might be ahead of those people. Okay. Well, I'm assuming actually for and against. Did I get it right?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Let's try. John's, why don't you? You're for, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can we have an against podium?
I'm on the fence.
There's in between. I don't think it's that clear cut.
Okay. You got to pick a side, even if it's not really. However you want to do it. Okay. Next thing I want to just say is, anyone up here want to say anything so that folks out there can refine their comments? Okay. So let's go. Let's do a minute. I'm sorry it's so short, but there are a lot of people. Let's try this. How many people want to speak? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Minute and a half.
Okay, I'll tell you what. 90 seconds. Can you do seconds? All right?
It's a minute 30. He can do it.
Minute 30. That's 90 seconds. Thank you for the suggestion. All right, and by the way, thank you all for coming. It's an important community issue. You ready? You ready? Okay, let's start with Mr. Novick.
Hi, Mitch Novick. I own the Sherbrooke Hotel for 5 years. I've been coming here monthly urging you to address the entertainment district, primarily the zoning, the open-air entertainment. I've argued that open-air entertainment is the crux of our problems and urged you not to throw money at our police. Commissioner Arriola, we do have a police state. It's called Spring Break, 12 months out of the year. It is a race to the bottom, and it's been that race for 5 years. You guys have refused to adequately address open-air entertainment. Sound needs to be contained to the property lines. It's the party on the street, which fuels the mayhem we're experiencing 12 months every week of the year. The gloom and doom campaign from 2 years ago that was run primarily by Mangos and the Clevelander, the voters were scared to death. That wasn't a fair vote, and you should have considered the vote a year earlier, where the South Point residents by nearly 75% voted to roll back closing time. And to fix this, you're going to need to roll back closing time and remove the party from the street entirely. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, everybody. John Dutzman. I am one of the founders of the Miami Beach Crime Prevention and Awareness Group. We took a poll in our group. It's 74% favorable to ULTRA at the moment. We are primarily concerned with the safety of our community. And just like Ricky said, we see this as an alternative to spring break, which in 2018 was a catastrophe, in 2019 was a catastrophe times two, and Ricky, Armageddon will come next year, guaranteed, if we stay with our plan right now, which is to spend money on something we cannot predict. We were not able to predict how bad this was. So that's why we're for ULTRA. The other option of shutting down, I think, is an option, and I think Jimmy should consider this like a hurricane situation, category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and do what is necessary under whatever conditions occur. One thing that I pulled out of my hat was Edinburgh, Scotland, has the International Festival, which is a one-month festival of all kinds of art and crazy stuff. If we could convince them, put it here in the winter, Edinburgh winter here, summer there. Simple, just an idea I'm throwing out. But what is off the table that everybody who's against this does not realize is we cannot go back to what it should be, which is our season, March, the beach, the sun, the fun, should be the only thing we need. We shouldn't need a gimmick, but those days are over.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, my name is Roger Abramson, and I actually spent my career as a major concert producer from everybody from the Beatles and the Rolling Stone to Led Zeppelin and Bob Marley. So I have a lot of expertise in this area. And I think the thing is this. I'm concerned not about ULTRA. I think ULTRA is a wonderful thing. It definitely has to stay here somewhere in South Florida. However, at this point, I think we're a little bit early in what we're doing. The city of Miami is going to get it back because we and you guys up there are not going to offer them that 5 or 10 year contract and to be here until 2 or 3 in the morning with 30 or 35,000 people that gross $25 million a year or 30 or whatever they're grossing. This is not something that's in your parameter to do, so you will not do that because it would just be, and I think that we're a little early in this because the city of Miami is taking it back. I do have a couple things to say. I don't think we should be using the term naysayers, NIMBYs, and people who want to go back to the last resort, or us who are the ones who are old farts. Because let me tell you something, all of us who are been here and so active for 30, 40 years like myself in this community, it's not because we're trying to do anything except to protect the community. And this is a very big issue. So first of all, you guys got to get rid of this thinking that because we're against it. I'm not against it, by the way. I want to make that point very clearly. But I also want to say that we better get rid of our signs leading into the city that says no loud music and no weed, because those are two things that people on vacation do, number one. And once we open this up, we are going and opening it up for loud music all over the city. So I think these are issues. I'm concerned ecologically, they're doing a three-day rock festival on the beach. We have a lot of issues here that we have to think of over and above just whether or not we're bringing ultra. It's not a question of ultra. It's we love tourism, all of us who live here, but it can't be so negatively impacting.
Thank you.
All of those folks who live around that area and will be very, very upset. So I think that consider the whole thing. It's in all of your hands as to what we do, but I hope that you consider the entire situation. Thank you.
Jeff Feldman, I'll keep my comments very, very brief. I know there's a lot of people that want to speak. I'm on the yes line. I'm a hard yes. I think Ricky really framed this thing out perfectly. And it's this discussion tonight is not going to be voted on yay or nay, we're bringing ultra to Miami Beach. This discussion is to start the discussion, and I'm telling you what you already know. Have a discussion, see if they're interested, gauge their temperature, see if we can come to something that does work for the community. We know we can host tens of thousands of people. We know we can do it. You should do it. I implore you to have this discussion with them. There's an enormous opportunity here. I ask you to please don't blow it. There's a $429 million total economic impact opportunity that you have to look at. At the very least, you have to explore. So tonight's vote is yes, we will ask the city to speak with the people from Ultra, or no, we will not. Please vote yes. Speak with them. Let's see what they have to offer us. If it's a no deal, we walk away, we find another alternative. But at the very least, speak to them. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Debbie Leibowitz. I've lived on Miami Beach for 30 years. I'd like to say that I agree with John with what you said, that I think it's important that you all can be creative and feel free to bring forth ideas. I've stood beside Ricky in a lot of ideas that he supported. I sat on the GEO bond. I sat on the hotel committee. However, having kids who grew up and attended Ultra for many years with their college friends, Ultra, to me, is not a fit with Miami Beach. It's one of the loudest, raunchiest, most uncontrolled events I've ever seen, and I've gone to it many, many times. I don't know about all of you, but I get emails every day about how much traffic and accidents there are on MacArthur Causeway. I live on Venetian Causeway. I have extreme concerns about us handling the magnitude of people who attend this event in a small area, loud noise, a lot of people. I agree that we need some other suggestions, and some of the things, Ricky, that you mentioned before, jazz, music being for the whole month sounds great. I support a lot of events on the beach, but I think that there needs to be a balance between those of us who live here and those of us who visit here. And to me, I think it's somewhat offensive for us to not be allowed to say that we don't agree with it. And so I don't agree with it. That's just my opinion.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Jamie Maniscalco. I'm the chair of the Millennial Action Council and board member at the Miami Beach Chamber. I'm also on your Next Gen Council. I'm 100% for Ultra. I've been the past 4 years. It's an amazing event. I've never in my life heard so many people say excuse me and thank you as they're trying to navigate through a crowd. For PR purposes, I think it would be great for you guys to have something big that you could attribute to spring break to take the attention somewhere positive and show that you're making big moves. Feasibly, I understand that might not pan out, but I'm in agreement that at least talk to Ultra, see what's going on with them. And the Next Gen, in general, has talked about this and agrees that spring break needs to be programmed, not shut down. Thanks, guys.
Mayor, Commissioner Scott Bader, Vice Chairman of Pride. Commissioner Areola, I want to commend you for doing this. There's no podium from the middle for concern, yes or no. We're not for or against at Miami Beach Pride. We just want to express a concern that we have as far as timing goes. We know how to load in events. We know how to load out events. It takes us 5 days to load in. So if Ultra is, you know, kind of backing into March 29th, it's 5 days, and by Saturday, we're barely ready. So just consider timing, but big ideas, we agree. We're aboard. You know, we're structured a lot like you. Ideas are what you need to program. So we're not against any sort of idea or activation. Just please consider the timing with our organization.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Rafael Velasquez, 400 Dalton Road. First of all, I want to commend Commissioner Areola, and I don't do that too many times, but I want to say you have a lot of courage to do that, what you did, this proposal. And I think that's what community activism and about making a difference is all about, standing for what you believe. And as Commissioner Alleman rightfully said, we live, unfortunately, in such a toxic climate here that a good politician's best recommendation is not to do anything. You just smile, you shake hands, you're friends with everybody, and you don't do anything. Just don't rock the boat. And I absolutely am opposed to that, and I can promise you keep the course because I will always stand up for the best interest of Miami Beach. No matter whether I lose voters, no matter whether I gain voters, it is what it is. As far as the event goes, this is a super important issue that we all need to consider. It's not just about Ultra and the Ultra event, no. It doesn't matter that Ultra is an international event where people pay hundreds of dollars for the ticket and they can bring great revenue to our city. It doesn't matter that the people that visit Ultra are good, nice people that are generally nonviolent and they say excuse me and thank you all the time. No, it is the essence of what Miami Beach is about. I mean, are we a tourist capital of the world or not? I mean, that is a fact, and I believe that we are a tourist capital of the world, and I believe that that is a reason why most of us live here, because we have a unique, diverse, open, cosmopolitan, tolerant community, and that's what we all stay here for, and that's what we all live for in Miami Beach. And I believe that we need to remind us of that, entertain that, to make the city better, no matter what the obstacles are. Thank you,
Raphael.
Yeah. Ronald Starkman, I'm president of the South 5th Neighborhood Association, and you should have all gotten our resolution opposing the Ultra concert. But that being said, we do consider spring break to be a big problem, and I think it's very productive to start talking about ideas for alternative programming. Our fundamental concern about the Ultra concert is that it's going to be loud, and you're going to hear the music on all up and down Ocean Drive. You're going to hear the music all the way probably to Washington. And besides the people who are going to spend $300 for tickets, you're going to have a lot of people who are going to come and hang out on the street. And because it's top DJs playing dance music, you're going to have dancing in the streets all up and down Ocean Drive. And all up and down Washington. I mean, it's going to just be a huge draw. And then once it's over at midnight, which is kind of early, you're probably going to have some of these people going into the neighborhoods, to the clubs, in our neighborhood story, and so forth. So if it was a different kind of music, wasn't dance music at such loud volume, then I don't think you'd have the same issue. But that's the issue with what we see with Ultra.
Hi, my name is David Grutman from Live and Story and a couple of other restaurants and stuff like that. And it's so great to come here and see you guys for the first time, actually. I would come more often if I knew it was this humane. Guys, one thing people haven't spoken about is that this festival was born right here in Miami Beach. And I think that's an important thing that you guys encourage, that entrepreneurial mentality. You guys push that. That was born right here, and it's not just for Miami Beach, but for Miami as a whole. I think it's a shining star. Every city wants it. Of course, I'm going to tell you, the nightclub suffered. I suffered millions of dollars of damages this year, different from it just moving up the street. But the international people that come to my clubs during that week is incredible, guys. It's princes, it's sheikhs, it's celebrities, it's supermodels, it's everybody you could ever think of that actually pushed the PR and marketing of the city on the whole that come to our places during that week. And I think for us, it's not just about that weekend. It's about magnifying our message across the world, how important Miami Beach is to people. And for me, that's the biggest thing. And thank you guys for considering it, because I was blown away that you guys even did. And I'm really, you guys are really should be proud of yourselves. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Bruce Backman, 1800 Sunset Harbor Drive. Just representing myself, we didn't have a chance to have a meeting of our neighborhood association. But you have to remember, before inviting this concert here, the last two venues have been caused strenuous objections from the neighbors there. The Brickell Association, directly across, is suing the city. The people that live on Biscayne Boulevard objected strenuously to it and sought to rid themselves of it successfully. Now it may come back. Why then would we want to have this festival here? They attract about 60,000 people a day. You may seek to limit it. I cannot understand why, would they have a profit margin per ticket, they would even agree to reduce it to such a small amount of 10,000 people. And they are also open until 2 in the morning. It's very dubious they would even be interested in doing something only until 11. In any case, this is supposed to replace spring break by closing Lewis Park for setup. All just supposed to replace spring breakers with affluent attendees who will take up the available hotel rooms. But we've seen that many spring breakers are neither college students nor from away. Many live right here in Miami-Dade and drive over. They do not compete for hotel rooms, and certainly not at the prices that you would be asking for ultra attendees. But these people will still come from Miami-Dade along with the additional thousands of people. So you may end up having both and having a major collision. Also, when it comes to civility, I've seen some posts on social media, which I've refrained from because I do consider it, people often post things before thinking. But that works both ways. Calling us NIMBYists and just saying that we're all fogies because we don't want this is really not fair. Be polite both directions. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce. Jimmy?
Hi, Jimmy Resnick. Next year will be 60 years that I'm here. And I've seen the good, I've seen the bad. I've seen when you could throw a ball down Lincoln Road and not hit anything. I've seen everything, but I've never seen it so bad. I was here a couple weeks ago about the certain issues. The business community here is hurting badly, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. Everybody wants to go to Wynwood. Everybody wants to go to Brickell. Nobody wants to come here. Here we have a great idea. I mean, everybody wants this ultra, and here we're saying, and by the way, I don't want to get into an argument with the people, but Ricky says something very important. He says, if you guys are against it, come with a solution. So far, I haven't heard anybody come with any solution except it's no, it's no, it's no. We don't want any tourists. And I heard somebody just say we don't want any tourists in Miami Beach. Anyway, so what I'm saying is at least have the perception that we're interested, that we're looking to be business friendly. I challenge you guys. I told you before, I think this commission is anti-business because I'm seeing it, okay? I'm seeing it. I just can't get, you know, people, I'm repeating myself, but listen to them. By the way, the hours can change. The days can change. If they really want to come here and we want them here, they'll change it around. And imagine having an ultra concert instead of a bunch of kids going around, going crazy and drinking and going all around. At least you have a structured event. So at least try to see if you can bring them there. If not, come up with another solution. But just leave it alone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. My name is Marilyn Freundlich. I live in Sunset Harbor. And the first thing I want to say is that just because we don't agree with something, we don't like to be diminished or scolded by the commissioners. We like you guys. We put you up there. We voted for you. Ricky is my neighbor. And many of you I've known for many, many years. I've been on the beach since 1961. So I came when I was in diapers. But what I want to say is that we are jumping into something that is just as bad or worse than spring break. Just because spring break is bad, we don't have to bring ultra. I have been to several cities in the world where Ulta happened to have been going on, and it was a nightmare. One time we were in Zurich and we just had to leave. That's how bad it was. So, yes, we have to think outside the box and we have to bring other things. There's so many things that we can think of to bring to the beach. And also we have to think about the residents. We live here. We want some peace and quiet. Like this weekend, you know, when spring break was here, I couldn't get from Miami back. I went to the theater. We couldn't get back. It took us 2.5 hours. We had to go through 79th Street Causeway to get back to South Beach. So, yes, we have a problem, but let's not make solving this problem with an even bigger problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jonathan Welsh. I'm a resident of Miami Beach. I've been a resident for a very long time. I remember when I moved to Miami Beach back in 1999, and I remember what Miami Beach looked like back then. I remember when Ocean Drive magazine was this thick. I remember when Lincoln Road magazine was around. I remember the Van Dyke Cafe. I remember Tiramisu. I remember what Ocean Drive used to look like during the days of Will Smith and Sylvester Stallone. I remember those days. Those days aren't gone. Those days are still here. But regarding Ultra, as a resident, we do put up with a lot of things. We do it because we love this city. I'm proud of this city. We put up with the air show coming up this weekend. I'm staying. We put up with Urban Weekend. We put up with the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. We put up with Art Basel. We put up with Gay Pride. We put up with Winter Party. We put up everything. Why? Why? Because we're proud of the city, and we came here because South Beach is cool. If I wanted to move to Wynwood, I would have, but I didn't, because I moved to Miami Beach because Miami Beach is cool. So the thing is, we want solutions. We know there are solutions other than tourism. I mean, we can do better. Outside of South Florida, I see Vero Beach, I see New Smyrna Beach, I see Daytona Beach, and I see people, the economy is good, and why aren't they coming here? So I say, let's give Ultra a chance. Why? Because everybody deserves a conversation at the table. But let's be mindful. Let's be mindful, because ultimately we can do better. We're not just a pincushion for every event that wants to come to our city.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the commission. My name is Jeff Donnelly. I'm speaking actually to the resolution that's before you, which is to urge the administration to negotiate a Ultra concert and Loomis Park. No other alternative is presented to you at this time. We had some commentary about other alternatives, but that's what you're going to be voting about. And I'm opposed to that. I'm opposed to that resolution. Why? First, it's a microwave solution to a roast beef problem. This problem of spring break has been breeding for years. We did nothing about it. Now is the time to do things about it, and it may take more than 1 year to accomplish it. Your chief of police during your budget hearing said that specifically. Two, this proposal envisions us, I live at 9th and Jefferson, as collateral damage. Thank you. Okay. We're now apparently competing with Homestead, which is, has already voted to allow a 2 a.m. curfew in their offer to Ultra. Three, is there an alternative? Yes. The alternative is this. Very simply, you have a number of laws concerning street behavior, street activity, public intrusions, and so on. You should enforce them 24/7, 365. The problem is not enforcing them against those who come on Memorial Day weekend. You could do that. The problem is that too many people in this city don't want them enforced on everybody else who is here in the city.
So, thank you.
Thank you. Bobby?
Good evening. To begin with, Commissioner Arriola, thank you for the vision of just bringing a new idea. Frankly, I was shocked when I heard that a new visionary idea was brought by the commission. So thank you, because I do think it does elicit a necessary discussion. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for creating such a healthy dialogue, because I think as a community we need to have this dialogue. I was born and raised on the beach. I'm a hotelier on the beach. We're down from last year to this year 20%.
Oh my God.
I have made the business decision today at a meeting that we're not dropping our rates this weekend, and I'd prefer to operate at 40% occupancy. We have a bigger issue than Ultra. I think Ultra is, you know, a great way to, you know, start this conversation. But Miami Beach's brand is being negatively impacted. You know, we all know the power of social media. The images that are being transmitted around the world about what's taking place, you know, during spring break and during Memorial Days of yesterday, you know, of last year and prior years, is a disaster for our business. I mean, imagine, you know, a family from the Midwest coming in to check into our Hyatt or a Marriott hotel and not expecting to see, you know, basically gang violence on Collins and Washington Avenues. That's what we're enduring every day. 83% of the budget, of the city's budget, does come from the hotels and restaurants. And for me, it's quality of life. Okay, Memorial Day is coming up. I have a 13, a 16, a 19-year-old. They're banned in my house from coming to Miami Beach because I'm afraid for their safety. So that's where we're at. And, you know, I thank you for bringing up Ultra. Whether it's the right solution or the wrong solution, I'm not sure. But it's, we got to do something, because we have a massive, massive issue that's impacting our brand globally. Thank you.
I'm Suzanne Stoller, 1500 Ocean Drive. I wanted to thank Commissioner Arriola for the very reasoned presentation you made about your consideration of anything, something alternative. However, I'd like to refer to this opinion that was in the Miami Herald. I'm leaving you, South Beach. It's not me. It's you, definitely you, by Nisi Regis. And she says, you opted for volume of tourism over quality of life, driving away people who helped create your image as a sophisticated international destination. Among those who have fled, your reputation among those who have fled is of a low-rent party town who turns its back on residents in favor of commercial interests. It's hard to think of a week when some festival or other doesn't command near the public beach, occasionally erecting enormous air-conditioned tents that impede access to the still sparkling sea. I don't mind most of these events. However, I do, as a resident, I would like some solution for the spring break problem. However, if you look at Ultra, it's only one weekend at the very end of March. You have all the rest of March to deal with. So that's could be just an inconvenience for many of us. However, the big problem is still the big problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wendy?
Good afternoon. My name is Wendy Kalurgis. I'm the president and CEO of the Greater Miami Beaches Hotel Association. And we, the last 3 years in particular, we've been working very closely with Ultra, getting to know Ultra. And by the way, Commissioner Arriola, thank you very much. I was hoping that Miami Beach would reach out to Ultra, because they're, you know, the last year has been, it's been challenging the last couple of months for them. All of our hotels, I've never had an event or anything that all of our hotels in Miami-Dade County support. No complaints. As you know, Alex Tonarelli is our chairman, the managing director of Lowe's, and Robert Hill is our chair-elect from the Intercontinental. You have both very, very busy, successful hotels, corporate business hotels supported. All we're asking is a conversation, and we're happy to get involved with the conversation with you. Many of our hoteliers are residents of Miami Beach, and just count on our support for that. Thank you.
I'm in Ines Flax, and I live at 1500 Ocean Drive also. So I'm right in the heart of everything. And I'd just like to first point out to you that I'm very active. I'm always out there, hardly ever sleep. And in that corner, the southeast corner of Ocean Drive and 15th Street, there's not a sign. So I'm always stopped by people there. Where's Ocean Drive? Where's Ocean Drive? So I want you to know that there's not a sign on Ocean Drive in that corner. There's a sign across, but it's small, and I don't know why, but people don't see it. So you may want to look into putting a sign that is very visible to everyone, because people are always kind of like lost, okay? The second thing is, in my opinion, Ultra attracts huge, huge, huge crowds, and you're not going to be able to manage those crowds. It's, in my opinion, it's not a good idea. And I think that what is caused, you know, many of the tourists not coming here or many people not visiting is because, like someone else before said, we just had very, very bad publicity. And especially in social media, there's been a lot about publicity. In my opinion, a solution to improving, you know, the civility in our city is enforcing litter. I think that you should really, really hike those fines of anybody that trashes. I don't mind. I welcome anyone from anywhere in the world, from any economic background, to come to our city, but they need to come and respect our city. And I think that the one thing that I see is, because I'm right on Ocean Drive, it's just the trash. Every time you have one of these events, trash, trash everywhere. And, you know, you're very good about enforcing your code with the people who live here. I see it all the time. I do real estate. Constantly we're being harassed by your code enforcement people. Okay? But you need to enforce the people who are just here for a day or for a week. I think that needs to be enforced. And that way, those people that don't respect the people won't come.
Thank you for your comments.
Hi, my name is Steve Burke, resident of Miami Beach. First off, I want to commend Commissioner Areola for bringing this controversial topic to the light. As you know, generally, I don't agree with anything you say or do or stand for, but it was very brave of you to bring this up. It's a very polarizing issue. I hope it wasn't a political stunt, because ultimately, you know, saying that we don't want more than 10,000 people or that we want Ultra to close at 11 p.m., is ridiculous. That's not going to happen. That's not what the festival's about. You know, Miami Beach has a big branding problem. Our brand right now is anti-small business, is anti-fun, seems to be pro-chaos and pro-madness during spring break. We no longer have the film industry shooting here. We no longer are cool. We're losing that to downtown and Wynwood. So why not at least entertain the idea of bringing a world-class event here? Why not at least talk to the Ultra organizers and find out whether they want to go back to their roots, back to a place where this festival was birthed? At the very least, we should be talking to them, because we have a major problem right now as far as our brand, and we need to at least explore bringing in a world-class event as replacement programming. Now, we did that with the Air and Sea Show, and I think it's pretty universal that everybody thinks that that was good programming for Memorial Day weekend. Now, if we're talking about noise or problems with noise, the Air and Sea Show has fighter jets going by for 4 hours a day. That's noise. If we're talking about people dancing in the streets, I mean, Dave Matthews had 50,000 people on the beach. That wasn't a problem. We had 50,000 drunk collegiate fans dancing on the beach. We had Gloria Estefan and we had Barry Gibb having a concert for the centennial. That wasn't a problem. So let's at least entertain the idea, and if we do entertain the idea, let's make sure it's a good business deal for the city of Miami Beach and that we are not subsidizing Ultra to be here on our taxpayers' dime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, mayors and commissioners. My name is Tim Carr. I'm a board member of West Avenue Neighborhood Association as well as the Bentley Bay. Again, I'd like to thank you all for what you're doing and really stepping out of the box to try to really improve and continue to improve upon the challenges as a city that we have.
You know, with that said, I also would like to speak on behalf of the residents, the 90,000 residents that we have here, and kind of the fatigue that we're going through, from construction fatigue to noise fatigue to event fatigue. Because even oftentimes when we do go to the beach, there are different events that we have to walk around just to get to the beach. So again, I applaud you. Let's keep thinking out of the box, bringing Jazz Fest, eco-friendly events, anything that we can fill the beds, you know, in the hotel industry, that's important. We've got a sleeping giant. The convention center is better than ever, and I think through programming through there, we can bring in a lot of really good events to help fill those heads and beds in the industry as well. But at the same time, back to the residents and some of the events that we currently have dealt with, again, and we heard it from the other residents, we need to enforce our current laws 24/7, 365 days a year. These people that come into the city, they are our guests, and so let's all act like guests and be good guests to our city and to the residents there. I'll tell you, a day doesn't go by from the South the Fifth neighborhood to West Avenue neighborhood where we hear the people leaving the bars, you know, from 2 to 5 a.m. in the morning racing over the causeway. So again, let's keep that in mind. And again, I continue to thank you for your efforts and the challenge to move forward and continue to get more exciting events that can have a positive impact and raise the bar for the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioner.
Mayor.
Ricky, I'd like to thank you very much for bringing this forward. I'm lucky enough today to be able to represent the Council Park Neighborhood Association because we had a membership meeting last night. This was on our agenda. We had over 40 residents there, plus a quorum for the board. We brought up what the actual question is tonight, is do we want to have you vote to have our city manager negotiate with Ultra on something that might be acceptable to all of us. We know that he is not going to come back to you with something that you're not going to accept. He's going to say we weren't able to come to terms. So all we're asking is that you do that. And we voted unanimously to ask you to do that, with one caveat, to make sure that there's something to provide for the transportation between Miami and Miami Beach for the event, because all the hotels are going to be filled in both places. And what you need to also know is 21 years ago when Ultra started, it started in Collins Park. Then it went over to Bayfront, because Bayfront was a wasteland. There was only empty lots and gas stations around there. What that and other events brought all the population there. Then they get kicked out to Virginia Key. There's no hotels out there. There's no hotels in Homestead. They still have to stay in hotels. So I think it's worth negotiating. We all do. Please do that. Thank you very much. Oh, and by the way, Harvey Burstein and I went to the Fringe Festival this past August, and that might be a good alternative. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is June Savage, South of Fifth resident. I'd like to ask the commission to please raise hands. Anyone and the commission, have you been to Ultra? That's correct. Your father is friends with Steve Marin, the number one lobbyist, correct? Of Ultra. Okay.
Hang on a second, because I'm friends with a lot of people.
I understand.
Listen, please don't. Please
well, this is the nonsense. This is the nonsense.
We were all called NIMBYs, that's what I'm trying to get at.
You don't have to ask us. We're here. Okay. We're respectfully asking you for your comments. You know, it's really not.
Thank you.
Tell us what you'd like us to hear.
Okay. I can tell you that branding is the problem with South Beach. And Ultra is fabulous. I love Ultra. It's just too big for South Beach. I personally went to Key Biscayne, saw the snipers in the middle of the road in full combat gear, and the three municipalities of law enforcement just to protect Key Biscayne. Now, if we are going to put up with snipers protecting the Ultra patrons, I don't think that is the brand that we want to bring. I'm going to read a little bit from a statement from someone wrote. What's more investigating is our web presence of Miami Beach. And I think they were all sent this letter. We spend $6 million a year with the Miami and Beaches.com Regional Tourism Authority. They often compete with us for the same audience. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on MiamiBeachGuest.com that was hijacked, redirected to a porn site, and that was placed a virus that took over thousands of visitors' browsers that few people knew how to fix.
Thank you.
And I don't think that the elderly retired on Washington want their windows vibrating from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Thank you.
And they're being kept out of this in the dark.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Bill Kelly. I am the co-founder and currently the director for brand relations for the Winter Music Conference, which I only heard mentioned once today. But the Winter Music Conference is part of the Miami Music Week. Miami Music Week incorporates 4 days of the Winter Music Conference and 3 days of the Ultra Music Festival. I wanted to, today's a good day actually to come in. I want to thank you, Dan, for putting this on the agenda today, because there's something you gave me 14 years ago from the city of Miami Beach. It's my 20th anniversary key to the city. So I brought the key to the city over here today to think possibly I may be able to use this key to maybe open up the beach.
You get a lot of points for creativity.
The Winter Music Conference, as of 2 years ago, the Ultra Enterprises took over the Winter Music Conference, and I wasn't sure exactly what was going to transpire. I knew we needed a change. I knew we needed some new leadership. But I'm here to really speak not for or against Ultra. What I'm here to speak for is the integrity, the people that put this event on. They're doing it in 30 different countries. They're doing it in 6 different continents. The mayor, one of the commissioners of Miami, attended the event last year and spoke at the last commission meeting, saying that he's never seen a more organized, more well-operated organization or event ever with the city of Miami. And literally, they had 11 arrests, of which most of those people were trying to break into the perimeter to get in. For the most part, you're dealing with a very, very, very well-orchestrated group of people who probably will listen to what you have to say, who probably will engage in some type of discussion. You've already said here today that you need a programmed event. There's nothing better, and I thank you, Mr. Arioli, for bringing this up. There's no better organization that you could be working with in the city of Miami Beach right now than the Ultra Music Festival. And I will add one more note. 2 years ago, they came in and they purchased the Winter Music Conference. And last year, at the Faena District, we had probably the most successful Winter Music Conference we've had in almost 10 years. They came in with integrity. This is something that the city of Miami Beach should really consider approaching.
Thank you. Yeah, he doesn't know the key doesn't open up anything.
Mayor.
Doctor, how are you?
Members of the commission. Honorable staff, the other day I sent you an email, and in that email I warned you that today I would not speak pro bono publico. I warned you I would speak pro domo. We are talking business. So I'm hoping that if you today, in spite of a mountain of irrefutable evidence that this would be a disaster to have Ultra come here, that you will take up my proposal seriously and set aside a fund, I hope a very substantial fund, running into the millions, to compensate those of us who are residents and those of us who operate businesses for the damages which will certainly come our way if you agree to invite Ultra here. Thank you for your kindness.
Thank you.
First of all, I'm not here to complain. First, I would like to thank you. This is not my first rodeo. I've been to a number of commission meetings. By the way, I'm Sandra Gottman from Lakeview Subdivision, so it's not really South Beach, but I have a solution, and it's something to think about. Yeah, I have seen what's happened when we moved back in 1985 to now, and we've seen the good times, and now we see it's not so good. So I have a way to save $4 million. I think our law enforcement and our military all over the country would love to spend March on a beach, right? There are elderly military, there are young military, there are families, right? And we can offer the month of March as Military and Law Enforcement Appreciation Month, right? Honestly, and there we can bring music, orchids, art, whatever you want. You want to fill the heads to beds? Appreciate your military. Appreciate your law enforcement. They're across the entire country. Break it up into four weekends: northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest. I think it's something to consider. You're not going to need the $4 million, I guarantee you. Okay, so, by the way, thank you, Mayor Gelber. You've been really, of all our mayors, you've been so communicative with the residents. I want to appreciate that. I appreciate all of our commissioners. I think you've done a wonderful job. You're wonderful people, and I'm glad you won.
Thank you.
Alicia Casanova, hi. Commissioners and Mayor, I love what that lady said. That was an interesting idea, huh? I think so. I, too, am very grateful to all of you. Mayor Gelber, you, your communication, your emails are awesome. Obviously, I sent you a personal email on behalf here of the Blue and Green Diamond Condominium. I also have our executive board of the Mid-Beach Neighborhood Association here today. I really enjoyed Commissioner Arreola's presentation. I think the idea of coming up with ideas is the way to do this. And if the problem is that there's mayhem during spring break, which it is, I've been a lifelong resident of Miami Beach, then the solution is to find things that will not create more mayhem, more havoc, more law-breaking situations, less traffic, and less madness in our city that we really cannot afford to have. We all know what happened in Virginia Key with the traffic. We all know why they left the city of Miami, even though they're thinking of bringing it back. We know there's a lot of money at stake here, and we understand that. But right now, we need to find solutions that enhance the cultural city that we want to promote. And that includes jazz festivals, as you said. That includes cultural arts festivals. Every weekend should be something that attracts law-abiding citizens and not more chaos. So please, please consider options. Great job that you're all doing. Thank you.
Hello, how are you? I'm Scott Garrity. I'm a local resident as well as a businessman here on the beach. We run everything from hotels to retail to art centers. And I think a lot of it is about diversification, right? It can't all just be arts or jazz. It needs to be everything within our community. And I think this community has always been very welcoming of everything that it comes. I would also say that, you know, many of the employees, and I would venture to say we have thousands and thousands of hospitality and restaurant employees here on the beach, many of them live right here. They are residents here as well, and they benefit from those gratuities and the people that are here. It is the environment that's been created here on the beach. It is our business. Tourism is our number one business, without a doubt. I think for this more than anything else is, you know, it's hard to do business in Miami Beach. We have 6 magnificent months out of the year. And then we have 6 months where we all try to hold on. And what was said earlier today in small business, we try not to lose it all during that time period, right? And we rely on our residents, too. We want to do things for the local community that they're going to show up and support us in those times where it's quiet as well. I think in this particular case, Commissioner Arreola, again, thank you very much. I think as in anything in business, every hole that you can go down to find new avenues of business need to be explored. Have the conversation. Conversations are easy. You don't have to take it if it doesn't make sense, but by all means, we need to find things in activations and promotions for Miami Beach that are going to draw individuals from all over the world here. Thank you very much for everything you do. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Tanya Bott, 830 Raymond Street. I'm here on behalf of Miami Beach United, of which I am president. I'm going to try and thread the needle, so I'll probably end up pissing everybody off, which will be really fabulous. I wanted to say that, we represent residents of Miami Beach, and as you have heard from many of the residents here on the beach, and if you've been following on social media, our board was really divided on this issue as well, because everybody recognizes that what is going on now is not working. And the idea of having counter-programming is obviously something we suggested that we've seen successfully with the Aaron Show weekend. The concern was that was Ultra the right fit? Was it the right solution? And even though it was just a conversation, there were still concerns, which is what led to the resolution that you have before you. Having said that, I will say that I think we have a huge opportunity here. And whether it is Ultra as it currently stands is probably not a fabulous fit for the city, but the people behind Ultra are local residents, are local businesses, and have a history here, and are Winter Music Week people, and we have a tremendous opportunity to reach out to them and build something that's created for the month of March that could encompass lots of different kinds of programming, lots of different kinds of music, and be tailor-made for the issues that we're trying to address. We can reach out to them and say, hey, if you're going to be in Miami, let's work out packages so that we can get your people transported back to the beach safely and easily and sleep here and spend your money for breakfast and lunch here when you roll out of bed at noon and fill up our hotel rooms. I think there are a lot of different avenues to pursue that aren't necessarily a 100,000-person, three-day event. Maybe that is an avenue, maybe it's not. But there are a lot of residents who are concerned that whatever gets pursued is going to leave the residents out in the cold. And you've heard a little bit of it here. People aren't super psyched about being called NIMBYs, or the new one that I've heard, CAVE. I don't know if everybody here knows what a CAVE is. Citizens Against Virtually Everything, which I think is wildly unfair and pretty Thank uncool. But you guys can feel free to use that. I mean, like, that's a cool new term I learned. So, but I'm just saying this is, you know, the discussion is important. It's an interesting idea. And where it leads from here, I think, is going to be the proof in the pudding. Thank you.
You might not make your movie. Good evening. It's Lyle Stern, 1665 Washington Avenue. Commissioner Areola, I can't thank you enough for the out-of-the-box thinking and the dialogue that we're having. And Commissioner Allman, I can't agree more with what you said in the preamble to this conversation. I'm a citizen of the city and have been for many, many years, and a businessman in this community, and I am tired of living in the police state that we live in during the month of March. Our police officers do an amazing job that they're asked to do, but that is simply not the solution moving forward. What we have in front of us is an incredible out-of-the-box thoughtful proposal. I see spring break as a real estate issue. There's just way too much real estate on our beach to be abused by so many people consistently, and we cannot arrest our way out of this problem. To have an organization like Ultra that may be available to us that we can partner with that comes incredibly well financed, incredibly well budgeted, with money for security, with money for education, with money for transportation, is something that I believe that we should be taking big advantage of. I did some quick research and was shocked to see that in addition to the attendance, 30 million people watch the Ultra event, whether it's online, TV, what have you. That's a third of the people that watch the Super Bowl internationally. So the marketing exposure that's available to us is incredible. We're going to have traffic issues regardless. As a resident, I love the traffic for Basel, Food and Wine, and all the other events we have, and I love the traffic for Basel for Ultra as well. So thank you.
Thanks.
Good evening. I'm Anna Marie Ferreira de Melo, resident of Miami Beach and the president of Mid Beach Neighborhood Association. MBNA represents condominiums and hotels from 24th to 63rd Street. We did not provide a resolution because it took us a while to reach out to our members. We received many emails from our condominium members, and they were all pretty much along the same lines of opposing the thought of having an Ultra here. But what was to our executive board most important was to hear from our hotel members. And from all of our hotel members, we had one that was very much in favor, discussed in detail the revenue loss that they had when Ultra moved from downtown to Virginia Key and how they wanted to bring it closer to Miami Beach and possibly even in Miami Beach. Aside from that one member, two members were not able to be reached before today's meeting, and the rest of the members were actually not in favor. They are not as large of hotels. They were smaller hotels in Miami Beach, and it wasn't that they weren't in favor of programming and activation, which every condominium and hotel member has been very much in favor of. They just didn't think that Ultra in its current state would be the right fit. I think there's been a lot of discussion today about commending you all in your negotiations and being able to find what is the right fit for Miami Beach. But once we have a little bit more of a discussion with our members, we'll be happy to provide a resolution on behalf of MBNA. Just wanted to, on the record, make sure that it was clear what has been done. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Andres Acion. I'm a born and raised South Beach resident, has always lived in South Beach. And I just want to say that what went viral during our weekend here was fights every 30 minutes that the whole world saw. What went viral, the problem that went wrong with Ultra in Miami, was people waiting in buses to get back home and noise that was affecting some of the neighbors. And that's a big contrast because people are saying, oh my God, Ultra, Ultra, Ultra. Yeah, but what went wrong in Ultra? Those two issues were the main issues that went wrong. But what went wrong for us during Memorial Day and spring break is a lot bigger of a problem. So I think that what the city does need to do, though, is thank you, Ricky, for bringing this up, because obviously it's very important to bring in venues like this back to the city. But the city does need to have the proper programming and sort of plan of action to say, hey, Ultra, come to Miami Beach. This is what we could offer you. This is how we could deal with the police. This is how we could deal with strategy. This is how we could deal with traffic. This is how we could deal with our hotels, our parking. Whether it's Ultra, whether it's jazz, or whether it's whatever concert we're going to have or whatever venue we're going to bring in, we need to have plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, and be marketing South Beach saying, hey, we're open for business. We want these venues to come to Miami Beach. And this is what we have. These are the strategies that we have in place in order to be able to house you. So thank you for bringing this topic up, because I'm sure you're going to be working diligently in creating that plan, and that should be able to be used for everybody else that you want to start knocking on the door and saying, hey, we're back. We are cool. Don't forget about us. Come and visit Miami Beach because we want to do business with you.
Yes. Good evening. My name is Simon Nemney. I live in Miami Beach, and I own hotels and property in Miami Beach. I have been a board member of the HPB for 4 years, so I am pretty familiar with the problem of the city. So the thing is, the reason we have the wrong crowd during spring break, especially the last year, it's all about rates. It's all about the economy. So if we don't have an event that attracts people international from all over the world, from the United States, for everything, so hotels are going to lower their rates, and we are going to have the kind of crowd that we don't want to have. It's all about that. You don't need police to stop fight during Art Basel. And we have parties and events happening in every block of Miami Beach and everywhere in the city. So it's about bringing an event like that, bringing maybe jazz is a good idea, but I doubt that anybody is going to fly from anywhere in the world to go to a jazz concert where there are going to be 200 people. So it just happened. Ultra is not a small event. It's more expensive to get into Ultra than to go to the opera. So it's a high-end event. So thank you for bringing this idea. If you don't want to have this problem during spring break, you need to bring the kind of spring breakers that we had 3 years ago. They were paying a lot of money, and they didn't fight in the streets. Thank you.
Commissioners, Mayor, my name is Glenn Larson with Dock and Marine Construction, 752 Northeast 79th Street. I am the contractor in charge of all the marine, that was in charge of all the marine operations for the Ultra Music Festival. I'm also the contractor for the Miami International Boat Show. I came before you today with several things to say, but I'm going to keep it short. We did a good event for them. We put a flawless show together on our part. All the marine operations were perfect. Ultra is a good event. It's a clean event. They can be well organized. However, a large handful of the people that put the show together have not been paid. So if you guys decide to negotiate with Ultra, just know, keep in your mind, and in the best interest of protecting your local contractors, local businesses, and the citizens that live here, that they haven't followed through and they're in breach of their contract with me. It can be made to work anywhere. Ultra worked on Virginia Key with a few problems. They've told you that they were minor problems. It takes a lot of time to fix them. The boat show resolved their issues in 4 years. So protect your citizens, protect your contractors, protect your vendors. Your citizens have spoken. They did a good job.
Thank you, Mr. Larson.
Good afternoon. My name is Javon Tillett. I wasn't planning to speak today, but after some of the commentary, I will say I've actually worked with Ultra last year helping them with their permits. I've been paid. The other thing is that one of the concerns that I heard was that this is only a one-weekend event. It's at the end of the month, as well as the amount of people. Although we are used to these high-impact windows weekends and we have much larger crowds than just 60,000 people, one solution would be to make it a two-weekend event, or possibly a four-weekend event. Just a thought. There are solutions to it. All we're trying to ask you is to have a conversation. I think city staff can negotiate and come up with something that would work. So I implore you to implore it.
Thank you. Okay, last speaker. Then come up, Mr. Wallach. Don't. By the way, closed public hearing.
Stand for an hour.
All right.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jordan Kramer. I'm a co-founder of the Millennial, co-chair of the Millennial Action Council, and I also serve for Miami Beach's Next Gen Council as well. We've talked a lot about spring break, have a number of ideas on that front, which I won't get into at this time. But the one thing that I do want to say here, which has been pretty fascinating so far, is there's a lot of qualitative data that anyone can bring up in any type of argument, individual stories, really somewhat comparisons that may not always be directly relatable. But what's interesting to me is that a deal isn't even in place or negotiated yet, and it's almost being shot down based on the probability or premise of something occurring, which I think is really unfair. I think it's unfair to you as elected officials to not have the ability to negotiate on behalf of your citizens. I think it's unfair for you as elected officials to not be able to explore opportunity. And I think that, to me, is the core of what's the most important facet of this, is giving you the freedom to at least explore, to at least look into the feasibility of something that, irrelevant of economic impact, irrelevant of what it can do for a situation that has become dire for many business owners on the beach. It's an opportunity to structure an arrangement or an agreement that could work for us. And that's what it's fundamentally about. It's not about bringing a 50 or 60 or 100,000 person a day music festival to a place where it's not going to work. It's about finding a solution and an opportunity that could feasibly work for Miami Beach that would be agreeable to the citizens that live here and agreeable to the city as a whole.
Thank
you for your time.
Thank you. All right. You got your wish, your cleanup.
David Wallach. David Wallach. Ricky, you're a brave man. Many applaud you for being innovative, but it's timing. The reality is we're caught. It's not about the music. It's about the timing. The timing comes after the horror show of spring break. Spring break was a nightmare. It was a nightmare for our businesses. It was a nightmare for our residents. And that nightmare is going on because the internet runs around the world, around the world, around the world. And the reality is we're not doing anything really to counteract that nightmare. Why isn't Taylor Swift, Gloria Estefan, Bruce Springsteen, the greats playing Miami Beach all of March? It would simply preempt everything else. The hotel rooms are suffering. Lincoln Road is suffering. All of our restaurants are suffering. That's what's going on now. You heard a gentleman say their hotel is down 20%. I hear stories about cafes on Lincoln Road, cafes everywhere, major double-digit down. Mango's is down for the first time in 28 years. We're all down. But what's the solution? Music is celebration. Celebration is what Miami Beach was founded upon. We talk about preservation, but we don't preserve the concept that made Miami Beach happen, get born, and become famous. We became the world's playground. The world's playground. Ultra is an international level event. It may be the scale of it at 50,000 people, maybe a bit too big for the beach. It may not be. I don't want to comment on that, but it is a great event. But there are other things that are great events. And if we just sit down, put our money down on the table, and preempt all the crap that has gone on that has destroyed the greatest month of all of Miami Beach for generations, we can solve this problem and bust the people that deserve busting by enforcing our laws, which we haven't been doing for about 6 years.
Thank you. Okay. All right. The public hearing is closed, and I want to just thank everybody. By and large, it was a very informed and thoughtful and elevated discussion, by and large. All right. So what we're going to do is we do have a matter we're going to vote on at some point, I presume, but why don't we go ahead and hear from my colleagues, and you don't have to speak, but why don't we start to the right with the vice mayor, and let's have a thoughtful discussion.
Mr. Mayor, you told us to disagree agreeably, and I plan to do that, and I also appreciate everybody who spoke, that they were all very courteous. Commissioner Alamon said, this is a small city. It is a small city. And I think there are going to be problems if Ultra comes here with traffic congestion and excessive volume of noise, along with other problems, including overcrowding. But the hotel industry is very important to the city of Miami Beach. And I think that Commissioner Areola, though I disagree with you agreeably, I think that you are a very original thinker, effective, and it was a clever idea. And one of the things you mentioned I think might be the solution, and that is to have the city manager talk with Ultra and the city of Miami about having our hotel have a package, as you mentioned, a hotel package, and we would help arrange for the shuttle back and forth so our hotels get heads in their beds, but Ultra remains in Miami. Somebody else also mentioned having a music month. I think that Miami Beach brand is cultural tourism. I don't think it's rowdiness. I don't think it's necessarily 70,000 people at a time, but it is cultural tourism. This could include a jazz festival. It could include a Miami Beach art festival, which we used to have here. It could even include country music festival like Tortuga. They all would have a place here. But just because we have music doesn't mean that spring breakers are not going to be coming as well. That's another problem, and I think we need to look more closely at curtailing the sale of alcohol to earlier in the evening, having a last call earlier, and reduce the amount or prohibit the amount of exterior music after a certain hour. I think if the spring breakers don't have fun here, they won't come back again. It's not like the college spring break of years ago where kids had a good time and played on the beach. These are gangs, these are fights, these are things, as many people mentioned, that go viral along the internet and just show the worst part possible of Miami Beach. We need to stop it. I do want to mention, I never expected to have applause from Mitch Novick. I do want to mention that Ultra was at Key Biscayne last year, and the mayor of Key Biscayne has stated that business was down between 60% and 80% when Ultra was there. So it's not the golden goose. It's nothing. I don't believe that our businesses can say this is just going to be great. I think it's going to be very difficult with the noise going to our residents, especially in South Beach, Flamingo Park, Collins Avenue, and, of course, Ocean Drive. So I think that that Commissioner Areola had a very good solution so that we get the people who are paying the $300 to come stay in our beautiful hotel rooms, and we provide transportation back and forth to Miami. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Commissioner Samuelin.
Thank you, Mayor. I genuinely appreciate my colleague putting this forward. We need new ideas. It's creative, and I think from those ideas might come even better ideas. I want to thank the community for coming out. We learned a lot. I appreciate the arguments on both sides. There was significant interest in this issue. Tons of emails. I had over 600 votes in a survey, over 400 Facebook comments. So we've heard quite a bit on both sides, and there are reasonable positions to be held. I agree we need change. We don't have this right. We need fundamental change. I also agree that programming could be part of the solution. So there I think we agree. Having said that, I do not support pursuing Ultra. I do not think that is the right approach. Before I lay out my rationale, what I want to say to those who say, well, it's just a conversation, we need to have lots of conversations. We need to be finding solutions that will work. And when we give direction, we are directing the administration to put time and effort into something. To tell them to do something that conceptually we're really not going to be on board on, one, diverts their resources, two, takes energy away from alternatives. My thinking is that the primary reason I don't support this is the impact on the quality of life of our residents. We live in a community that needs balance. Our business interests and tourists are important, but there are lots of people who live here, and we need to be sensitive to them. Noise, traffic, the time to set up such an event, just their everyday routine. Fundamentally, I think it is too much for the community. Second, the genesis of this idea was related to spring break. You know, I don't think we were thinking, should we just go after Ultra? And as I think about it, I'm very wary that this will actually address the problem. In fact, I think it could make it worse. I think we could end up with people from spring break. We could have people who are coming for this event. We could have quite a bit of overlap of the different groups, and I just don't see it as helping. And I see people, frankly, tapping out our capacity. So the genesis of this idea, I am not convinced would help. Finally, the good news is we have options. You all presented lots of them tonight, and I think we should pursue them, whether it's culture, film, all sorts of music that appeal to families, people of all ages. I think that makes sense. We can go for new programs. We could go to some of the existing programs that have made their mark in Miami Beach and see if they could maybe want to fit this place. There's no rule that says we can't try and nudge some events to that side of it. I also think we need to think out of the box, and from my view, what we have today is not acceptable, and all options are on the table. And finally, no matter what we do, we need to increase enforcement of our existing laws. That has been a direction from the mayor's Ocean Drive Security Panel. We voted unanimously. We have an expectation that our laws will be enforced.
Steinberg.
Thank you. So, Ricky, thank you so much for bringing this to this. Yeah, you're getting a lot of thanks. No, because it forces us to have to really, you know, face the issue head on and really think about a lot of things that are important, and the timing of it is understandable. But for me, it's more about the macro conversation and how or what we want to brand ourselves to be or rebrand ourselves. We've gone through so many different iterations as a city. We've heard about it tonight, all the different evolutions of the city. And I think it comes to the point where we have to sit down and have that dialogue of Who do we want to be when we grow up? What do we want to look like? And so that's not something I think the seven of us up here tonight can necessarily come up with. I do believe that it's going to take all of us to come up with that. People who spoke for something, people who spoke towards maybe a different alternative, and I think we all need to get together and figure out, really moving forward, what is it that we want to be? How do we want to brand ourselves? And I don't know that ULTRA is necessarily how we want to solve the spring break problem, but it does allow for that dialogue. Right now, we need to figure out spring break. And it's never too early to have that conversation. Spring break is something that's becoming too big a phenomenon for us not to nip in the bud now. And I am open to alternative programming. I'm finally softening up to the idea of alternative programming. So I don't know how you want to move forward as far as thinking of some other solutions that we could move forward, but I am open because I think everybody has a lot of really good input.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so we say we want to fix spring break, but there's some tools that are not in the toolbox for the city, for the commissioners. First of all, we want to fix spring break because, you know, what are our goals? We don't feel safe in the MXC. We don't feel that our visitors are safe. We reject the violence that we've seen, and we don't want that in our city. And not just the violence, but also, therefore, then the police state that we have to implement is bad for the brand. It costs a heck of a lot of money. And it really takes away from how we feel about who we are and who Miami Beach is. I mean, that's what we're trying to fix when we say we want to fix spring break, in my opinion. The tools we do not have in the toolbox are we can't dictate to private hotels what their room rates are going to be so that we make sure that, you know, we have a tourist to come that wants to, you know, spend a lot of money and so forth. We can't close the causeway and hand pick who comes into the city like we're the doorman at Studio 54. We don't get to do that. Everyone gets to drive over the causeway because it's public. And we don't get to choose how we enforce our laws or who we enforce them against. We just need to enforce them consistently and aggressively, and we've talked a lot about enforcing them consistently all year long so that the people who have it in mind that they can come during high-impact weekends, not just spring break but other events, sort of, you know, have their way with our city, that we reject that too. I think the gentleman that said that tourism is our business, that's right, and what we do need is events that will attract people who will pay a higher hotel rate. I think that is the right line of thinking and the reason that Commissioner Arreola probably brought this idea to the table. And so I also want to caution us as we think about what the events are that we don't shoot them down one by one because people are going to come or there's going to be traffic. People are going to come and there's going to be traffic no matter what. The only way to get out of that is really to shut down the city, and that doesn't work with our tourism economy. So I think we're trying to find the right events. I agree with that. The problem that I have about not at least having a conversation with ULTRA about a boutique version maybe that fits more with us, is that for spring break 2020, that is only 10 months away. That is no time to go create a brand new event that doesn't exist today, or probably even, I'm not sure because I'm not in the production industry, but I'm worried that that's not enough time even to go find another existing event from somewhere else in the country or lure an event like Tortuga away from its home. You know, there's not time for that. So are we okay with just saying spring break 2020, we'll just roll with what we've got? Because unless we do something, that's what we're going to get. It's going to be the same spring break that we just had, which was unpalatable to me, and I think it was unpalatable to all of you too. So when I when I first heard about this, and I've seen this little phrase on social media a lot, so I hate to repeat that, but my first reaction was, yikes, I'm not sure that's really what we want. On the other hand, if there's a conversation that can be had with the Ultra people, I think Miami Beach is a much more attractive destination to the Ultra team. So would they be willing to do an event that ended at 11, not 2? Would they be willing to have a 10, 20, 30,000 people, not 80, something that we could absorb? The reason that I think that is interesting is they're here. They are highly professional. Their crowd spends a lot of money and doesn't shoot anybody, you know, and that we like. So I'm not sure that it isn't worth talking to them because, listen, if they can't do a boutique version that works for us, then we'll just say no. We'll just say no. But maybe they can. And I'd like to know, honestly, because I don't want a repeat of the spring break that we just had. And I'm telling you, our choice isn't between Ultra and Peace and Quiet. It's between Ultra and what we just lived through. So that's just the reality of it. Now, for 2021, 2022, and beyond, I think we have more time. And based on our whole discussion, you know, it's probably bigger than just Ultra, but we need time to get the word out to the commercial industry that we're buying, that we're in the market, that we want you know, the right high-profile events that are going to bring people, but people that are going to behave appropriately, pay a high room rate, eat in our restaurants, you know, that enjoy fine dining and fine entertainment, because that's really what we're about. But we're not going to find that in 10 months. So my question is, are we willing to at least have a conversation with the producers to see if there's a meeting of the minds on a boutique version that is a good fit and gets us through 2020? For me personally, I'm interested in that conversation.
You want me to go?
All right. First of all, thank you to so many residents that showed up this evening on all sides of the issue and have sat here for this important conversation. I appreciate you being here. But there's somebody that's missing here tonight, and that somebody is Ultra. Ultra, who has known about this, it has been on the news nonstop for the past week, does not have a representative here. They haven't reached out to me, and I don't think they've reached out to the bulk of the commission. So I'm really not sure if Ultra is seriously interested in being here, or if this is an item to open up a broader conversation or perhaps make the city of Miami realize they could lose a good thing. I happen to love Ultra. I'm probably the only person on this body who's gone any time in recent years. Me and Ricky, we were dancing together. Don't tell anybody.
Is your father friend with a lobbyist?
Yeah, is what?
Is your father friend with a lobbyist?
No.
You weren't here for that.
Oh, no, sorry, I missed the bad karma. No. I think it's great. I love music. I love festivals. I love young people. I love excitement. Ultra, I think, is a really extraordinary festival, but it doesn't work in Miami Beach. It started here many years ago when it was a baby festival, when there was one tent and one DJ, and it's now grown into like 5, 6, 7 tents. It's more like over 150,000 people over a 3-day festival with like 50,000 at one tent and over 10,000 at all of the satellite tents. Could you imagine if we were to bring something like that? Essentially, we would close down all of South Beach on Loomis Park for a month with 6 giant, giant tents because we don't have that wide a strip of sand, and we'd have to create enough distance in between all of these tents so that the music doesn't leak from one to the other. And nobody on this commission is going to support that. That is not the right fit for Miami Beach. And what's worse, you know, if Ultra were in fact interested and came here, imagine if the spring break crowd that we have right now doesn't go away, and now we just have both happening simultaneously. How are we going to be able to police that? So I don't feel that the conversation tonight is about whether Ultra's coming or not. It's not coming. They haven't asked to come here. They haven't expressed an interest in coming here. And quite frankly, in my opinion, I don't think they would work here.
But what I do like about this item and why I'm glad we're having this conversation is it is part of a much bigger item, like my colleagues talked about. Spring break is out of control. We have a problem. It is a beautiful month. We should be filling up our hotels with top-tier paying tourists who should be coming here to attend A-list events. And that's what I hope we take from tonight's item, is what are we going to do to program something really good? By the way, I never would be like, give Ultra a contract. I don't believe in assigning a contract to one company. If we're opening up a conversation, we would be letting the world know, not for the manager to talk to Ultra, but for the manager to talk to the world, that Miami Beach wants to open up our city during the month of March to the best possible festival we can get. Maybe it's country western music, maybe it's Latin music. Maybe I'll bring in my grandmothers from the South Beach Senior Choir. But I don't think they're going to draw much of a crowd. You know, but there's so many opportunities for events that we can do, and really we must do. Because I do agree with a number of my colleagues that that's the only way we're going to fix this problem. That's the only way as residents we're going to restore our quality of life. That's the only way we're going to stop looking at these images on social media and the news about people gathering and engaging in behavior that none of us like or want to see in our beloved city. So, no, I don't see this as a serious Ultra conversation. I see this as, what are we going to do? And I hope tonight we leave with some consensus that we want something to happen. And certainly it can be some part of Ultra. We used to have Winter Music Conference that happens on the beach while Ultra happens in Miami. That's great. Let's bring it back. It seems to have left. We've always benefited from Ultra being in Miami because many of the guests prefer to stay in our hotels, and then our hotels throw pool parties with those DJs that aren't playing, and our nightclubs get filled up at night with the crowd. So we've always had the benefit of the Ultra without having that mass amount of people. And I can tell you from being a condominium association attorney who represents at least one of the buildings there, it becomes a big residential problem for people that live in the abutting areas. And I think it would be very inconsiderate of us not to take into consideration those residents in South Beach that would live within proximity to this. So I support some kind of opening up of the month of March, some kind of, rather than authorizing the manager to talk to Ultra, let's authorize him to talk to everybody.
But not Ultra. Everybody but Ultra.
No, they can talk to Ultra. We just can't fit Ultra. We can fit a satellite. We can fit take the Winter Music Conference back. We can take a piece of it, but we can't be the main city to host this. It's outgrown us. But talk to everybody. You know, when I did some media spots about this, and they asked me how I felt about my colleague putting this on, and I said, I love to have a conversation. I'm happy when people put items on the agenda, because by discussing an item, we get to the best solution. So I think it's great that we're having this conversation, but I would authorize the manager to talk to everybody, bring us back all the ideas that we could possibly do in the month of March, and let's pick the best of the best.
Okay, so you support him talking to Ultra?
Hmm?
You will support him talking to Ultra?
I'll support him talking to everybody.
Including Ultra, because it sounded like you wanted everybody but Ultra.
No, but I want to be clear in my message. He can talk to Ultra. I'm one vote, but yeah. It's great. I would like for him to talk to Ultra, but the main thrust of Ultra, which is these six giant DJ stations, I will not support them coming to our beach. I would love if we could take a piece of it. I would love if we could get the Winter Music Conference back, which is fabulous. I would love if we could take some satellite fare from Ultra and bring it to the beach, but we just can't take on the whole thing.
Okay. I'm going to let Ricky in, but I'll just say a couple things because I think there was probably a belief that I was going to not be favorable. The truth of the matter is I was impressed with the discussion because I think sometimes when you play around with an idea, you get a little clarity as to what's going on. I mean, look, here's the issue. Our city is a Rubik's Cube. It just is. We have great virtues, and 16 million people come here every year. And we have residents who understand that it's not any town USA, but we also have all these other issues that are flown out. For instance, this whole idea that Ultra might address the spring break issue, 70% of the arrests, I think, were not spring breakers from out of town. They were from the Tri-County area. I'm not sure why they're not going to come here in the most beautiful month of the year. And it's just, I appreciate that it's that Ultra will sort of absorb a lot of the sand and things like that, but I'm not convinced we're going to spend less money, because I know the police are going to still be concerned. And for the talk about sort of we programmed our way out of Memorial Day, I don't think we programmed our way out of Memorial Day. I don't like the way our city looks during Memorial Day. I feel like we have too many police. We have people not able to go places. We put the license plate readers out, and it's if you catch it at the wrong time, it takes you 3 hours to get here. There's a much more overwhelming discussion that we have to have, which is sort of what can we expect of our entertainment district? What can we allow to happen? Because we can't close down our causeways, and we can't simply tell some people they can't come here. It's an open society. And so for me, I'm very unhappy with the current situation, especially in the ways that it leads out. I mean, I think Mr. Wallach said we need to enforce laws more. We enforced laws pretty hard during spring break. We had police in protective gear, although it looks like Riker, going onto the beach and literally telling every single person with open container or what looked like a joint to put it out or they were going to be arrested. I don't know that there are a lot of resort communities that have that level of enforcement, but we did it. We got complaints that we were doing too much of that. But it's something we had to do because the other option was simply fighting and danger. So this is a real Rubik's Cube. It's really hard to figure out what we're going to do. I don't think that Ultra is the right fit because I don't think it's going to solve the problems. I worry about the congestion. We have congestion in a lot of events, so that's not the only thing. But the truth is, the Fifth Street Causeway is going to be down dramatically over the next 4 or 5 years. And the idea that we would take an event that would add so much when right now on indiscriminate moments it's a backup is scary to me. So I just don't think it's the right fit. I don't think it solves necessarily the problem, and I think the problem is an organic one that has to be solved with other things. I do, however, think that it's possible we could do programming that allows a higher room rate, perhaps, but even that's not going to solve it, frankly, because a lot of these folks that we see coming here that we're having problems with are not coming here by way of a room on Miami Beach. They're coming here by car from Dade, Broward, or Palm Beach County because it's a wonderful place to go visit and drink and have a good time, and that's a challenge. So I don't see this as the solution, and I don't really think it's I don't think it's a good fit. And I, by the way, I've talked with Jimmy about it. Jimmy's not here. Jimmy Morales isn't here. Everybody should know he's got a kid graduating from school today, so he has a very good excuse for not being here. But I spoke with him at great length, and I know Eric has as well. I don't think it's the administration's recommendation that we do this. But by the way, the manager is the CEO of our city. He can talk to anybody he wants about ideas. And he can come with any idea to us, as can the community. The hospitality community is talking about programming. Frankly and honestly, nobody has come to me from the hospitality community and said, we want to raise our room rates. We would like you to support some other kind of program. This is the first, this one opened up, so everybody jumped behind it. But nobody said, we want to do some kind of programming during the month of March that would help. Nobody. I'd love to hear the ideas. I'd love to hear somebody say to us, we have this great idea for a jazz festival or art shows or something, and we think it would be great, and we'd like you to look at it. That has to come from the private sector because it has become a race to the bottom. It has become a race to the bottom. We can help, and the city will help. We're willing to. We want to. We're desirous to. We'll even help it in a lot of ways, including financial and permitting and things like that. But at the end of the day, the hospitality industry has to decide who's coming here to stay at their hotels. Because we have beaches and we have beautiful Art Deco edifices, but if they can come up with some ideas, I think it would help. And we're always going to be a partner. I don't think we ever say to the hospitality industry, we think that's a horrible idea, we're not going to work with you. We are willing to work with you. We have people sitting in the back there, Matt, raise your hand, who's willing to talk with anybody, any idea. If you want to program our city in a positive way that allows you to increase your room rates and chase out sort of people who come here to really misbehave, then we are 100% with you. But I don't know that this solves that problem. And that's the problem for me. I credit Ricky Areola for bringing this up, because I think while he liked the idea of Ultra, I think more importantly, and I don't want to speak for you, Commissioner, but the truth is I think you really wanted us to start getting aggressive about the programming part of it. But I think we have to be careful, and I don't think this is the right fit. And I know we'd end up spending the same amount of money, and we'd have to arrest a lot of people because they still have the same issues, and we would wonder what had happened. And I think it's a much deeper and broader discussion, which we're having right now, and we've been doing a lot of things for, but has to continue. So you don't have my support on this right now, but you certainly have my respect and my admiration.
Thank you. All right, so, first of all, thank you for everybody who came tonight, the folks that had to leave, the folks that stayed. I think there's one of our better quality discussions we've had in a real long time, and it was done civilly. I don't want to sort of retort, everything that was said, but, a couple of things, and I'll start with a couple comments you made, Mayor, because you went last, so I'll start with that. But, the hotel industry did speak. They were here tonight, and they sent letters from the hotel industry. They are telling us, and specifically they're saying, look at Ultra. They did what we just asked them to do. We're most of us, I don't think there's enough support here to even ask the city manager to sit and talk with Ultra. The comment that you made that the city manager can talk to whomever he wants, 6 weeks ago, Ultra asked, could they stage buses here to take our guests from our hotels across the bay? Jimmy said no. Tonight, I think we have 7-0 vote support saying something like that would be acceptable to us. So he's not even on the same page with us. He's very risk-averse, so unless we give him direction, he ain't doing it. So, there was a plan where we could have provided our guests comfort and safety to get across the causeway, and he turned it down. He just thought it was not going to be acceptable. That was wrong, because clearly there's a lot of support from the public and from this dais for something like that that would be helpful to our hotel guests. So, we have to direct a city manager and tell him what we find acceptable, what we don't find acceptable. Otherwise, nothing like this innovative is going to happen from the administration. It's going to have to come from us. We've all said that we want to see something done, specifically an event, programming, etc. Most of us say, but not Ultra. And I'm not really sure why not Ultra. It is $130 million economic impact every year here in Dade County. Like, what festival can offer that? What festival can say 75% of our festival ticket buyers are from out of the city? So you're going to be getting an international and national audience here with wonderful worldwide attention. This worldwide is viewed as a real gem, okay? Like, we can come up with other events. I don't know that we can come up with a better one, right? And if we're going to go down the let's start from scratch, let's create our own jazz festival, whatever, the risk factor of that being able to pull it off and be successful, it's risky. We have a partner who's done this for 20 years in the city who's plug and play. They can provide us a transportation plan, a security plan, an environmental cleanup plan, which is top-notch by all accounts. They can provide that to us tomorrow. And we're not willing to talk to them, but we're willing to talk to anybody else. I think that's intellectually dishonest, because we're saying we love the idea of event, we love programming, but not Ultra. And I'm not really clear why Ultra. It's loud. Guess what? Every concert is going to be loud. If you want to put parameters, I'm going to move and say I would like this body to authorize the city manager to speak with Ultra along parameters that we might deem acceptable, just to see if they're interested. They're not using us as a stalking horse, so they didn't show up to the City of Homestead meeting nor the City of Miami meeting by design. They're trying to stay out of the political process. They have indicated they're very serious about City of Miami Beach. If we will have them, this would be their number one choice. There may be some deal killers. If they need to go to 2 a.m., that's going to be a deal killer for me and I think everybody here. If they can't address security and transportation, sanitation to our satisfaction, that's going to be a deal killer. But I do think there's an opportunity to at least ask them, can you do a higher-end event, raise your ticket prices, make the whole thing VIP, raise the age to 21, do no more than 30,000. I'm just making this up, but give them something to say no to. Like, at least negotiate it. What's the harm in talking, right? But we're saying no to Ultra, but anybody else we'll talk to. Intellectually dishonest to me. So I will make the motion, and you guys can fill in the terms that you find acceptable to give Jimmy guidance, to have Jimmy and or Matt or someone from the tourism department talk to the management of Ultra about an event in 2020 in March that would guarantee a minimum number of room nights that will have a plan to address our spring break problem, including transportation, sanitation, security, noise mitigation, that would include resident outreach, other public benefits, discounted tickets for our Miami Beach residents, early access to tickets, something like that, and also a hotel package bundle where they would work with the hotel industry to incentivize ticket buyers to stay on Miami Beach so that it addresses the traffic problem, too. If we can get 50, 60% of the ticket buyers staying on Miami Beach, that addresses the transportation problem right there. People can walk or shuttle right to the venue. So that's my motion. If I have a second, I'd appreciate it. If not, I would love to hear an alternative plan.
I'll second, and I'll tell you why. First of all, for all the reasons you said, there is probably some scenario where we can come up with that's palatable. But if we don't talk about it, we won't find it. Second of all, for the reason that I said, anyone who sits up here and says, you know, I want to fix spring break, and don't worry, we're going to find somebody else, and they're going to be great, and you're really going to like them, and we're going to implement that by 2020, is just being dishonest. It's not practical. It's not possible to do that by 2020. And I know this. I've worked with the RNC show now for 3 years. The amount of planning that goes in from a security standpoint, from a sanitation standpoint, artist acquisition, all of these steps take a tremendous amount of time. You can't create an event of this magnitude from scratch in 10 months and meet the standards of the city of Miami Beach for all the boxes you have to check with us to make sure that people are going to be safe there, that you know, that all of our rules and codes are going to be followed, et cetera, et cetera. It's just not practical. So anyone who sits up here and says, I'm going to fix spring break, don't worry, by 2020, but I'm not going to look at this, it's not practical. It's not real. It's fiction. So because I really, really, really do not want to see a repeat of the spring break that I saw last year, you know, this past spring, I'm going to support a conversation. I'm not saying that I will agree to whatever the city manager brings back. And I think, actually, the city manager knows us very well, and he knows you very well, and he's got a good feeling for what would be palatable. And if he can't get to that, he's going to come back and say, you know, guys, it didn't work out. And we're going to say, oh, well, you know. But goodness, at least we tried. No matter what event or set of events that we're able to come up with to try to proactively get in front of spring break and shift it to the type of tourism that we're looking for, the first year is going to be weird. It is. The first year is going to be weird because we're going to do our best to get the message out about whatever that event or set of events is, but some people would have already made their plans or, you know, not be paying attention, or we just won't communicate to them, or I don't know. But the first year is going to be weird. It's going to be transition. So to me, the question is that first weird year 2020, or do we just get a repeat and that first weird year is 2021 or later? We can't avoid that. That's not an avoidable situation.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, nay.
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 Okay, it fails. All right. Thank you all.
All right. So where does that leave us? So we got no plan for next year. What is the action plan? Because we're about to go on summer break, and so we'll start talking about this when? Because, you know, we've got a very busy summer schedule already booked. So who's taking ownership, and what are the directions for staff and Jimmy? I mean, this is a lot of great platitudes, big talk, blah, 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 no action. What action item? What are we doing?
On the agenda.
Deal with the circus on the
Look, please stop. Okay, please? Seriously. Thank you all very much. Meeting is, yes, Vice Mayor?
Can we talk about having a package with our hotels and Ultra in Miami to fill up, make sure we can fill our hotels with the high-paying guests?
I don't know why Miami would be interested in
Eric,
that.
You're here in Jimmy's absence.
Commissioner Areola said that they made that approach to Jimmy.
And I'm a poor stand-in for the manager at best, but I think what he would say in this situation is that we've heard you loud and clear and that there is an appetite for trying to find alternative programming for spring break to try to not relive what we lived this past year. There are a number of challenges that we have to overcome, but we are going to get on it. And I think Matt's here. He's heard everything that you've said. And, it is going to be difficult to break into any existing event because they probably have a long-term deal in place. But we need to look for alternatives and present that to you in short order.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, just very, very briefly. So I appreciate if the administration would come back with this programming alternatives. I think that's great. But let's not limit ourselves to that. If there are other policy options you can put in front of us, other ideas that, maybe we didn't delve into, but if there are some other things we could do that would alter the equation, whether it relates to enforcement or other specific changes we could make, then I think that should be part of the conversation. I'd hate to go down just the programming route. That doesn't pan out. We're left with the as-is.
Thank you. All right, listen, thank you all. This was a very good awards and presentation meeting. It's adjourned.
Thank you, guys.